We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witnessed.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just scream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
Obviously, there were a lot of people inside the buildings at the time.
Bobby Parker, I assume he's going to come back to the microphones now and make a statement. Looks like the family is there, and they're getting ready to come to the microphone, so we'll listen in.
My name is Robbie Parker.
Hello. This is Rose Nyland. What?
That was pretty
I'm one of the winners of the Publisher's Clearinghouse. Ed McMahon wants to see me.
Wait a minute. I have to apologize. I thought this was the Joe Franklin studio. I'll tell you why I'm here. I happen to be in town over doing some stuff for the NBC affiliate.
That's right.
And, you know, Ed McMahon, our good friend, could not be here. Yeah. But it seems, David, that you are the $1 million winner.
Oh, my God! I've won a million bucks!
Because, you know, and I knew, you know, the difference in the situation was I knew you were making bank on those shirts. You know, I knew you were bright.
I did okay.
Yeah. You look like the Monopoly guy. You're driving from town to town in a black top hat and a monocle.
See, where it was low, I colored it dark blue because they're low mostly in mid-oceans. And then where it's a little bit higher, it was like a little bit brighter green.
Then add the clouds back in.
There's a small problem with it because there's a very slight gap in between each orbit.
So some of those are painted on.
It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be.
Then?
There was another layer to sort of simulate the atmosphere.
And then there's this little bright spot.
It's called the specular highlight. So it's the reflection of sunlight off of water.
Those are the pieces, but you can't just slap them all together.
It just didn't look realistic. It looks kind of flat, or the clouds are sort of too see-through. So
this this photo from Grandmere State Park. This is from Joshua Nowicki. And what you're seeing here is a mirage. We typically would not be able to see this from the Lake Michigan shore. We talked about this last night.
A camera aboard the NASA satellite has captured the dark side of the moon. The series of images were taken from NASA's Deep Space Climate Observatory and show a view of the far side of the moon as it's lit by the sun and moves in front of the Earth. The images show the moon moving across the Pacific Ocean towards North America. Its far side is revealed, showing a crater.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here today again with Paul Knight, Gloria Cannata. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Not too bad. Hopefully you got the better mic on today, so I'm not echoing.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we'll be all right. It's not echoing right now, right?
No, you're all right.
No, we should be fine. If it is, let me know, though, and I'll fix it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to get into completely debunking the idea of the International Space Station and satellites in space because obviously the ridiculous story that just came out kind of triggered me. We'll talk about that in a second. And the other thing we're going to do in the second half of the show is we're going to finally – I'm going to finally nail down my top 10 Mandelas to just 10. Gloria's done the same. Paul, we're going to present our top 10 like a countdown, and we're going to talk about them and then talk about some stuff to do with the Mandela effect, like some of the different categories, why certain categories we feel are bigger than others, like, you know, whether it's Bible, anatomy, geography, movies, celebrity deaths, whatever it is, and we'll I'll talk about all that too. But first we'll talk about the satellites. Paul, you must have been having a field day this week with all the memes with the friggin' fake hole from the International Space Station that guitar hero Chris Hadfield supposedly plugged with his finger and then they covered with duct tape and gauze.
I've made a few.
So, there's plenty going on.
Understatement, innit? I've made loads. Just a total firm farce, like everything else they do. Don't know why they bother at times.
You know? It's insane. Well, then you're expected to believe about the vacuum of space and all that. So, you know, if we're going to pretend to believe that, and then if there's any type of leak like that, their whole, like, atmosphere inside that ship is going to get just sucked out. You know what I mean? And you can't plug it with a finger. Like, that's, like...
Everybody's thumb like that.
But it's funny because the same people that believe that are the people that would mock me for saying, well, they couldn't land on the moon with the construction paper and the aluminum foil and the Scotch tape back in the day. But they can plug it.
I've just had an idea for a meme while I'm doing this now. I'm not going to say anything until I do it.
Gloria, do you know who Chris Hadfield is, even before this incident? Do you know who he is?
No. If I see his picture, I probably would.
Yeah, you probably will. There's a few, like, you know, more prominent known astronauts that have been up there, like Scott Kelly and, you know, Tim Peake and Chris Hadfield will probably be the three most known astronauts up there, you know, allegedly on this space station that we've never even seen. Not that that would prove it, but I mean, we've never even seen a video of any type of construction of what should be the ultimate achievement of science. If
not one video.
Not one video of it. And we're going to play some videos of what we do get now of it supposedly up there. And I mean, we've got bubbles in space. Because they're filming it in an underground pool. That's where they do their spacewalks. We've got floppy doors on there that look like they're just made out of cardboard. No type of seal that would seal you in outer space. And then all types of, like, CGI, augmented reality glitches, wire harnesses, green screens, zero-G planes, all the tricks they do it. And if you don't think that that it's actually possible to do it, like, one with the Mandela effect, Paul, we talk about the show The Big Bang a lot, so you're a fan of the show, right? You've seen them all pretty much. So you've seen the episode then when they have the guy go on the International Space Station, right?
Yeah, Howard.
And it looks identical to the International Space Station footage, right?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Same type of quality.
So wouldn't logic tell you that since this actor is obviously in a studio and not on the International Space Station, but it looks identical, then that's probably what NASA is doing.
Yeah, some shady little location.
It's so ridiculous. That's why, like, they don't allow anybody to make movies about the moon landing, you know? Because if people realize, oh, this was just a movie, you know?
I mean, you've seen the video footage. There's even footage of, obviously, in the Big Bang and the pens, like in gravity and everything, and that's just like from a show. Just imagine what you could do with the money they've got, and you can use it live TV and edit it in live TV.
Yeah, well, did you see the, you know, the guy, he calls himself Flat Earth Man, his name's Alex, he plays the music, he's got a couple songs, and he filmed one about you know, puppets, they're all puppets in space or something. Another one's like, their gravity is a lie. And I forget the exact titles of his songs. They're all pretty good. They're like, does like a southern accent, but he's really from the UK. And he filmed one where he's on the ISS, and all he used was a green painted wall in his house, a bench, and an iPhone.
And he's like floating around in the space station. He's playing the guitar next to Hatfield playing the guitar with an iPhone. Now, I'm not going to say it looked as good as the Big Bang's version, you know, but it was, you know, it was definitely fake looking, but it was close. It was just an iPhone.
Just shows you the amount of money, what they can do in it. People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't even think. They don't even think. So my point earlier is what I was saying to Gloria is Chris Hadfield. He is also the guy that supposedly they did this live stream right now. First off, they tell you there's a 13-second delay, like in a phone call or whatever, from the ISS to Earth, which wouldn't even make sense because it's only allegedly 200 miles up, right? So why would there even be a delay like that at all? Maybe a couple seconds, like with the technology we know we have down here. I mean, come on. But let's just say you go along with that. Sure, 13 seconds. They want to fake it sometimes. They did a live duet with an astronaut on the ground and Chris Hadfield in the space station, allegedly, with a guitar. She was singing, he was playing the guitar, and they did it live for school children over the television. But he's supposed to be on a 13-second delay. How the fuck would they ever do a duet? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Like a techno thing, and won't it?
They don't do any science up. What's up?
No, I was going to say, I mean, look where all our money goes to. It's entertainment. So let's be entertained. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm just trying to load up some pictures. My pictures load slow on this computer. You know, Paul's always telling me, don't buy a P900, buy a computer. So I think he's right. I'm going to have to buy a new computer.
You know I'm right.
Yeah, I know you're right. Like, right now, I'm trying to open a picture in the background so I can start sharing them. But, yeah, so they do stuff up there, like they running around in gorilla suits. Like, look at this, all right? Let me share my screen here. Now, this is what's really going on up there. Like, this isn't a joke. Like, this isn't like a parody. This isn't a television show. Well, it's really is a parody. But this is NASA. This is, you guys see it? This is what they do. Yeah? They run around. So this, first of all, who the fuck is designing this place with all the wires exposed? Like, why would they ever do that? And then you're going to run around with extra furry things that hair can come off and get caught in all the components? That would never even be allowed. This is ridiculous.
Well,
and then they,
in a sense, you're right. And not if you think about it. If you think about it, the need, it has to be covered, but easily accessible.
Yeah.
In a hurry. But you wouldn't want all the wires hanging out like that where you can catch them.
And they still wouldn't take the chance of letting you run around with a furry suit, never mind the women with the long hair.
No.
There's no way. And then they're doing experiments with water, supposedly. And then, and we're going to show some of the footage after. The footage is absolutely fake. Okay, they're absolutely not in space. Okay, for anybody that doesn't know that yet. And we're going to undeniably show you this. Like, they have wire harnesses to fly around. They have augmented reality, which is basically virtual reality. Think of it as CGI, okay? But think of it as, like, if you ever had augmented reality on... Gloria, have you ever used augmented reality on a cell phone? Like, it came out, like, 10 years ago. Okay, so they use something obviously way more advanced than that primitive augmented reality, but that's the idea. So they wear like a little piece in their eye, and they can see graphics that are put into the environment, like holograms that they can only see type of thing. But what happens is the video layers aren't synced up, so they're going to reach for the objects before they're there, or the objects are materializing out of thin air. Like this happens over and over again, and there's no excuse for it. You see it materialize in thin air like a Star Trek. I mean, like they're teleporting, beam me up, Scotty.
You know that footage that you're going to show? Have you got the W. Bush one?
Which W. Bush? Oh!
Yeah, when he's getting pushed in the wheelchair.
I'll grab it. I know which one. And Tim Peake's on the blue screen in the background. I at least got it in a meme. I'll grab the video, though, when we do it. I know where to find it. I have it on one of my lists. I didn't
see it. It'll be a good one to show.
Yeah, it'll be a good one to show.
Caught in the act type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I'm gonna play some of these just while we talk. I'm not gonna just stop and watch video because that gets boring and there's so much video we can show of this. I'm just gonna let this play and we're gonna talk. I'm just gonna mute it. And we're just gonna talk and you can just watch. We're not gonna specifically address what's going on in the video all the time. We might just talk about the whole thing in general. But I'm gonna let it play and I'm gonna screen share it. So let me give it 1 second here. All right, you guys can see the screen, right?
Yep.
All right, so basically the first part of this video is they explain the technology to you. It's a really good video, but we can't go through the first part because you really got to listen to all of it. But it shows you the technology, how it exists for them to do this augmented reality and software developers have it and shit. And these are just straight up glitches on here. You're seeing, you're going to see people actually pass the microphone in some of them, and the microphone changes to a different microphone, like a totally different style. You'll see people's hands merge together. But after, it's going to get a lot worse. You're going to see people grabbing for objects that aren't there. You're going to see people that are grabbing for wires that are suspending people from the air that aren't supposed to be there, obviously. You're going to see people fly by in wire harnesses, all of it. It's pretty absurd. Paul, when did you first, for you, with the space station, I mean, obviously you know it's not real. Was that before Flat Earth for you, or was that, you know, after?
Before.
For me, it was before. Stepping stone for me.
Yeah, it's before. It's got to be before. Very rare that you go to Flat Earth before debunking space, because you need a lot of the, you know, the knowledge to actually state it in stuff. You know, if you get into arguments or you're debating people, you need to know about the space station before you jump into Flat Earth. I mean, it helps. I mean, a lot of people do now just jump straight into Flat Earth, but it's better if you sort out space first.
Yeah, well, for me, it was a necessary. I'm just going to fast forward a little bit here. Yeah, for me, it was necessary. Here we go. Here's the guys right here. He's reaching. He thinks this guy passes him a hat, and then the hat's not there. And then he goes to put the hat on the shelf, and you're going to see him do it because they're going to replay it a few times. Like, it's ridiculous. And then, you know, the gift that I made with the woman, and she reaches up for the teddy bear, and the teddy bear is not there. And here's the wire pull. See him pull the wire? Because he was floating away. Here's the guy with the hat. Watch this. Here's the harness. See the harness in the background?
Yeah.
He's flying on the harness. Gloria, look at him. Look at him.
Wow.
See this? This is fakery. So their video layer failed that was supposed to cover up the harness and present the object that he's trying to grab. Look at this. I mean, there's absolutely no excuse for that. And if anybody says it's for training, they wouldn't train you actually in space. They make sure you were trained first down here somehow. They wouldn't fucking have you up on a harness in space. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Insanity, right?
Wow.
There he goes the other way. See the guy flipping the hat? The hat's not really there. So when he's going to go to pass the hat at one point, and it's not going to be there, and the other guy thinks he physically has it, but he doesn't have it. Look at him. So because if he was going to grab a real hat, he would know the feeling in his hand when he grabs a hat. You feel me? But he's grabbing it. He's passing a graphic, but he's doing it. They're not synced up. They're idiots. This is what's happening here. These guys are just morons. This guy's timing is just off by a
parcel.
You see this, Gloria?
Yeah.
Isn't it ridiculous?
It really is.
And people will deny this, though. People will say, we're crazy. Dude, you got to be an idiot to see this. And we understand that you didn't all see this yet. Let me pause this. I'm going to shut the screen share off and just bring us back on the screen. You know, and I'm not saying anybody is an idiot for not knowing this, because at one point we all didn't know this, and some of you still don't know this, and I'm not calling anybody an idiot for that. But I'm saying once you're presented with it, if you just ignore it, and just think that that's normal. I mean, and we're going to show more later too. I don't want to just keep showing video, though. I want to get back into the conversation. How about they show you these spacewalks on it, Paul and Gloria? They show you these spacewalks on it, okay? And at the same time that they're doing this spacewalk, which is just a show, they're supposedly doing 17,500 miles an hour. But, you know, they don't feel it. I mean, you know, because everything's just relative. You know, it's just the theory of relativity, baby. Fucking, it's like gravity. You just slap it on there, you're done. That's it. Boom. Done. Finito. Right, Paul?
Yeah, at that speed, yeah. It's crazy. You don't see none of them fly away. I mean, it's just people don't realize this, that speed. You know what I mean?
And again, with all satellites that are supposedly up there, Paul, right? So they're not claiming every satellite is doing that speed. So this thing is navigating through a field of 10 to 20,000 other satellites. And it's granted, they're not all the same mileage distance if they were to be up there. But they're going through thousands of them. And they're doing 17,500 miles an hour doing this with humans on board, walking on the outside of it, too.
Well, it's like what the point that you've made about the, you know, the meteorite or so-called drill, because there's some, you know, people say, you know, come out saying it's a drill, but no one ever mentions the satellite ghost, you know, ghost thing up there, you know, where the graveyard, there's supposed to be hundreds of thousands of satellites. Yeah. Well, they call satellites, anything can be classed as a satellite.
They just leave them up there dead. They don't like them.
And don't forget, they're trying to clean that up by getting some money off you.
Yeah, remember they said they were going to send a ship up there, Gloria, they were going to send a ship up there with a big space net, and they were going to grab all the space clutter left over from the satellites. I swear to God, this is what they say.
Oh my goodness.
And they were trying to raise money for that.
Yeah, and people believe this. This is what, guys, if you think we're crazy, this is what you believe. Think about it. Think how crazy that is.
But you guys, when the space car was in space and the space station, you never see no satellites.
Never.
No stars.
Never.
No light.
None of it makes any sense. And then they tell you, oh, well, there's a... Because we always say that, you know, it, as flat earthers or people who don't believe in NASA, you know, we should definitely... And this wouldn't just seal the deal by itself, but because there's so many things wrong with their model, the globe and everything. But we should at least have a 24/7 feed of the Earth. I mean, with the cameras now, and cameras everywhere, every city like Vegas, you know, every inch is camera. Like, you tell me they can't put a camera on a satellite on the moon. They supposedly have cameras on the Earth doing Google Earth and all this other shit, which, you know, is actual bullshit. It's just planes. But what they're telling you, and they can't just give us a 24/7 feed, and then people say, oh, the ISS has one, and it doesn't. It goes after like 30, 40 minutes, it goes to a blue screen, and then what they do is then they tell you they're flying over your city. They'll literally show you footage that doesn't match. They'll show you overcast skies, and you'll have a clear blue day. This happens many times. They've shown parts of the world lit up, parts of Australia that are straight desert. Remember that, Paul?
Yeah.
So Western Australia are all lit up, and it's total desert there. There's not even, like, people living there. They're fake CGI Earth, right? Yeah, this is what they do, Gloria. Isn't that crazy? They're so inconsistent. And then people say, there's some other things that people say, well, I can see the ISS. Now hold up a fucking minute, all right? You know how small an airplane looks when you see an airplane fly overhead, right? That's only 30,000, 35,000, 40,000 feet. It's in that range. We're talking about 7 miles. As small as that is, we're told that the ISS is about the same size because a lot of it is actually filmed in a zero-G plane, Paul. It is the same size as a plane because it is a plane. It'll drop it under the JPL pool when they do the spacewalks. But so they tell you it's the size of an airplane or maybe a little bit small between the school bus and the airplane, which I don't know, about the same size, right? So it's about that size, and it's 200 miles up or whatever. And you think you can see that with the naked eye. While it's doing 17,500 miles an hour, and I'm the fucking crazy one.
That's a story. Right?
And then, I can track it with an app on my phone. And Gloria, you know what else you can track with an app on your phone, right? We've talked about this. You can track Santa Claus. I mean, it doesn't prove anything. Of course they're going to make an app for your phone if you're fucking dumb enough to believe that that proves there's people in space flying around doing 17,500 miles an hour because you can look at your phone and get an alert that something's flying overhead, and then they just fly a plane overhead. It's all they have to do. Fly a plane. A high plane. Just make a weird-looking plane and fly it overhead. That's all they have to do.
Yeah. And there's loads of planes that match it.
Yeah. That's it, man. That's it. And then there's all types of other continuity issues, like if you go and look at what they did, like last year for the Super Bowl, no, the year before when the Patriots played the Falcons, what they did is they had football jerseys on for the Super Bowl on the space station. I point up, but it's not really up, you know, but up on the space station. So one person had the Falcons jersey on and one person had the Patriots jersey on, right? and they had a football that said Super Bowl whatever, Falcons versus Patriots. Now, the problem here is there wasn't an alleged supply drop 4 months before this happened. So 4 months before this happened, how would they have any idea who was going to be in the Super Bowl? And then if you're going to say, well, maybe they shipped up all the jerseys for every possibility, which would be a ridiculous waste of money, and as ridiculous as that is, but to get the exact two teams as a combination on the football with 32 teams in the league, that's like 900 different footballs they would have had to send up there just for the right combination. It's obvious they weren't in fucking space. Like, they just keep debunking it over and over and over again.
Yeah, we've talked about that many times, haven't we, about that? Just, you mean, you wouldn't do something like, if you ran a business, you wouldn't waste millions and millions and millions by taking a few football tops up. Just doesn't make sense. You get sacked.
But it looks so real. No, I'm joking. Yeah. I'm joking.
It looks so real. It looks so fake. It must be real. That's what Elon Musk literally said. After his convertible went into space, that people believe, you guys believe this, not everybody watching, obviously, but some of you guys believe this, that there's a fucking red convertible in space. It's got the top down. It's got a mannequin driving it. It says, don't panic on the screen. The paint's perfect. The tires are inflated. The glass isn't cracked. And when it goes up there, the owner of the company, the CEO, who should have the most confidence in his own product more than anybody, his statement, it's more brainwashing, just like with the 9/11 anchors telling you it looked just like a movie. He tells you this. It looks so ridiculous and impossible that it looks so fake that it must be real. That's exactly what he said, those two lines. About his own rocket, why would he think it looks ridiculous and impossible if he's been, you know, behind this thing getting into space? Because it is ridiculous and impossible. They're getting you to justify these things, like subliminally. That's what they do.
Who is he anyway?
He was the guy that started PayPal. Along with a few other people, allegedly. You know, that's the story.
He popped out of nowhere like the last few years. I've never heard of him in the last few years. Here's this guy, and he's got all this money, and he's the smartest guy on the planet.
He's not smart at all. He's actually a fucking idiot. Like, and I'm not just saying that. Like, if you listen to this man talk, he is a fucking moron. Wouldn't you say, Paul?
So, definitely. He's been in the Big Bang as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Been in it talking to Howard as well. So there's another one that's been in the Big Bang. Neil deGrasse has been in Big Bang. Bill Nye's been in Big Bang.
I love these guys, you know?
Stephen Hawking has been in Big Bang.
Will Mo with his fucking speak and spell.
Yep, all been in it.
Huh.
Because they're all actors.
How about when Stephen Hawking went, supposedly went, or whatever? We had some memes going on around that time. That might have been the best one out of all of them when that happened, huh?
I get banned for anything, me, but I was bad on that, and I didn't get a ban.
I had a few Christopher Reeves with Stephen Hawking memes, you know, Rock and Sock 'em Robots and shit.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, I got it. I was going to see after. I made a few. Yeah. It's good. Good. Yeah, well, I have one, too, that I made that has a picture of Elon and Stephen Hawking, and it has Elon at the top laughing, and it says, you know, like, something to the effect of, you know, these people are so fucking stupid, they'll believe that, you know, me and you are, like, the smartest people in the world. They'll believe anything, you know?
To me, it's just weird because, like I said, I just recently heard about him a few years ago, so.
Who, Elon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just out of nowhere. If you watch their rockets, I mean, SpaceX is a joke. I do want to say something, though, that I think happened on one of the launches, Paul. I don't know. Maybe we probably talked about this. We must have. So their shit's fake. They do these fake vertical landings where the rockets come back standing up. It's totally ridiculous. Yeah, absolute bullshit, right? Like, these things are not going to live. Literally, Gloria, that he hasn't had, like you're supposed to believe two of them. These big tall rockets are hovering, coming back down. They're not burning a hole in the ground. They're not even blowing dust everywhere, and they're just landing. And everything's cool. And you can see where footage is looped and shit. You can see, like, right when they change the camera and switch to CGI that supposedly goes into space. It's, like, it's so bad. But when they did that other one, Paul, right after the car, and it was really low in the sky. Do you remember? And I was talking about how it was, like, lower than the supposed Syrian airstrikes were. Like, it was really low. And you could see it coming It just went straight across the sky. It wasn't even high as a plane. And you could see it start to come down. But it left a very weird image. Remember the image? And then it got passed around. And there was symbology of this image around. Do you have the image handy? I don't know.
But, I know what you mean. It's like, it was the white and blue type of image, wasn't it?
It was like white and blue. Looked almost like a big sperm in the sky, honestly, is what it looked like. So, but that, to me, it looked like it was a plane, but they were testing some technology, like maybe some rear projection with some blue beam type stuff out the back. Because it certainly wasn't just the normal NASA rocket arch up, ditch into the sea thing. There was something else going on there. But it obviously wasn't going to space. But they were testing something in the sky, I think. What do you think, Paul?
If you look at it, it looks like the spraying as well, because you can see a mist. Not like a rocket engine with the clouds and stuff and all that, but it looked like it was spraying, you know, some type of liquid, because that's what it was creating, that type of effect.
Yeah. But how long could you see it at night, though, right? Isn't it kind of weird?
Yeah, you generally don't fly out at night.
And to see the liquid at night, Paul, in the night sky, it would have to probably be illuminated.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was so bright. It was like an LED in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they were testing some, you know, blue beam type stuff. And you know, people that we'll get more into blue beam after. We'll get back to the ISS, though. So, Scott Kelly, if you guys don't know who Scott Kelly is, he was probably the most famous one up there, allegedly. He's supposedly down here. He is down here now. You know, he's been in many videos doing flips on the wire harnesses, and you can see that he's upside down for real on Earth's gravity. Well, not gravity, but, you know, what isn't anti-gravity, okay? Just the weight pulling him down, the density. So his face is getting beat red. He's not in zero gravity in the space station. And he was in all types of goofy videos, experiments. He has a twin brother, Mark Kelly. You know, there's all these astronauts that have twins, just like the two sets of twins supposedly on the Challenger, that when they get confronted about why aren't you dead, oh, I'm my twin brother. Like, what are the odds? All these astronauts are twins. They're on the same mission. They go to space together. Only, like, what, how many people they say been to space? Less than 500 or something?
Well, if you think about it, though, when I was growing up, there was astronauts have got to be like, you know, like Iron Man. Not that Iron Man, the super character. I'm all about, like, you know, a triathlete. They're supposed to be the fittest, the peak of, like, an athlete. And you see them now, they've got, like, pot bellies and, like, in the 50s. You know, it just doesn't make sense that you send people up at a certain age, not in the peak of physical condition. And they're doing, like, some assaults all around the space station.
It's ridiculous. And he's his brother, his twin, is married to Gabby Giffords, who did one of the first big, huge fake shootings that I looked into, you know? And I'm sure there were ones before my time. But after looking into 9/11 in 2010, then it was Gabby Giffords, then it was Sandy Hook, and then it was, you know, Pulse, Aurora, you know, blah, 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 all the bullshit. But and they're all part of that hoax, the NASA hoax. And then this is, you know, like, you guys all know about, maybe you don't, but for the people that don't know, they say that we're tilted on our axis at 66.6 degrees, 23.4, and then 66.6. So we're also going 66,600 miles an hour around the sun. And these are numbers that they make up. It didn't just coincidentally come like this, which wouldn't be a coincidence. It's ridiculous. But they literally just make these numbers up because they're lies. And these are the numbers that they choose. The Earth supposedly curves at 0.666 feet per mile squared. The 8 inches is 0.666 of 12 inches. Okay, a lot of people don't talk about that one. And Scott Kelly was supposedly the longest man in space aboard the space station. He came down. They had a big celebration when they'd bring him in the ocean like he's all fatigued, and they show them picking him up. And he was up in space for 666 days. They could have sent him down at any time. They had him in space for 666 days because they're fucking Satanists. Gloria, Mike's muted. I don't know if you know. I see your mouth moving.
Yeah. Hey.
Gloria, you're muted. Gloria, you're muted. We didn't hear none of you.
Oh, okay. I said 666 is the element that makes up man.
Yeah, I know there's that angle to it too, but you know they use it as for another reason.
Who's the guy who supposedly, I guess one of the astronauts died and they have a plaque for him?
Gus Grissom?
Wow.
Gus Grissom is the one, and I don't know if the story's true. It could be one of these fake whistleblowers gets taken out stories. You know,
well, I just heard about that recently. I've never heard it before, so I thought maybe
He was a big critic and saying they weren't going to be able to make it and their technology, blah, blah, blah. But he was supposed to go on the mission, and then supposedly him and like four other guys got locked inside the capsule and the phone communications weren't working, and then there was a fire and they died.
When did you hear about that? When did that supposedly happen?
Oh, way back in the day.
When did you hear about it?
Before the moon mission. Oh, I heard about it 4 years ago, seven years ago when I first started looking.
They all got given gold Corvettes.
Not a big story, maybe because you haven't heard of it, but it's not like a Mandela story that came out of nowhere. It's been out there. It's just people don't know about it.
Right.
Yeah, I knew about it in about 2012 because that's when I knew the moon landing was fake. If anybody doesn't know that yet, really got to get with it, because out of everything, I'm being dead serious, because we like to talk about a lot of topics, a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of dumb shit, dumb hoaxes. I mean, some of them are bad, like think of the David Hogg thing and everything. The moon landing's worse. The moon landing and Sandy Hook for me are tied as the two most obvious hoaxes. If you're serious about it, it shouldn't take you more than a weekend. I expect you to keep researching longer than a weekend, but after a weekend, you know what's going on, and it's bullshit. There's so many things wrong with it. How did they get there? What type of fuel did they use? What type of insulation, you know, like shielding did they use so they didn't go, you know, through the alleged Van Allen belts and all this radiation? And when you confront these guys and ask them, Paul, what do they say?
I'm not even saying, because I've done enough memes of him, but the main fella who we all know, Don Petit, says they've lost, they destroyed the technology. Once at a time, he said he's destroyed the technology, and sometimes he said they've lost it, meaning they destroyed it. It was no good, so they just destroyed it.
Yeah, like, and even if they did destroy it, which they would never do, but even if they did destroy it, like, they couldn't rebuild a fucking lunar lander made out of ripped construction, aluminum foil, fucking scotch tape.
Aluminum foil.
It really is, though. That's what it's made out of.
And don't forget all the data that went missing as well.
Yeah, like 17,000 boxes of telemetry data all missing, because it's absolute bunk. They made the TV stations film it off a projection on the wall rather than give them a direct feed, so it would be so grainy and distorted that you could things like the wire harnesses and stuff, but you can still see them. And that's funny that we, because we're going to talk about Mandela effects later. The best documentary for me is a Mandela effect that has to do with the moon landing. And we'll get more into that later, but it's called Doc Mission 1 and Doc Mission 2. And now the name of it's totally changed. That was the best documentary for me, breaking down the footage. Now it's called What Really Happened on the Moon. And it's Doc Mission Never Existed. It's crazy. But yeah, the moon landing won't take you more than a weekend. There's really no reason to believe in it. I mean, it's an absolute joke. If you watch the other footage too, like the lunar lander in 1972, I think is more telling than anything, Paul. You know which shot I'm talking about.
Yeah, is that the one that you always get banned for?
Yeah, Gloria, you're muted. So, the lunar lander in 1972.
I was laughing. That what he just said, I was just laughing.
Yeah, well, you know, so they show you, again, with the delay, they tell you there's this long delay to the ISS at 200 miles, right? How long is the fucking delay to the moon? It's 237,000 miles, they say, right? So how long is the delay? So they show you the lunar lander take off. This is the last time they've allegedly been there, 1972, which doesn't even make sense. They should be back there all the time, right? What is it, too boring? So they show the lunar lander take off, and the camera pans up with it. So it's like, who filmed it? Because are you going to tell me it's remote control from Earth with how long of a delay? 30 seconds, 20 seconds. You're going to tell me you did it in sync with a lifting craft? That's even less believable than the duet guitar story with the guy on the space station and the woman singing on the ground.
Well, people don't realize if that footage you're on about, if you actually watch it, and I mean, as it goes to the top of the screen, you'll see it. It goes past the studio boards, so it goes dark before it even lit. You know, people forget to look for that because you can see it and it goes past, and you know.
Yeah, you can see the way that it goes up too. It's like they have firecrackers at the bottom and it's lifted up with like a crane.
Yeah.
That crane type device. Really, like a pulley or a crane, like not a big crane to build a whole building, but like inside a studio, a device acting like a crane is literally pulling it up on a wire. That's the way it's moving. That's what I see.
And then the rocket descends up just for the camera. Don't forget, the rocket descends up just for the cameraman, because he was there first, waiting.
Yeah, exactly. So when they landed on the moon, Gloria, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story goes, you know, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Surprised it still says that. It hasn't changed. But no, Neil Armstrong.
It did change. It did, and then it flipped off. Right.
Yeah. So Neil Armstrong steps down the ladder, you know, right before he gets to the moon, and they have a picture of him doing it. So who the fuck took the picture if Neil Armstrong was the first guy on the moon? The shots from the outside of the craft filming him coming down the ladder.
Well, actually, he was coming down the stairs, and he was like, one small, and then he just fixed the camera, and then he ran back up.
No.
You know, like one of them bad selfies.
It makes no sense to believe in any of it. It really doesn't. And
remember
really
them, the old timers on the old cameras, and you just set it, and you'd...
Yeah. For like 10 seconds. Yeah.
And then you'd have to give it, you know, run to get back in position. That's what he did.
So, you know, for everybody out there that, say, like my Mandela-affected audience that hasn't looked into this stuff, like, this is really what I'm showing you. Like, what I'm showing you, they're really faking all this. You can decide whatever you think the motive is, but before you even worry about why they're doing it, the fact is they are doing it. They're deceiving you to a level that you've never even dealt with before. Like, your kids are taught this. Your family's been taught this. You're brainwashed with all this shit in movies, video games, all types of media. The news is all brainwashing you to not think for yourself and to believe this. So if you want to believe it's to hide something spiritual, if you want to believe it's for money, because we could talk about the money real quick. That's a real easy one for people to grasp. Maybe even not these numbers, but just NASA. So if NASA's lying about the Earth and what it is, that opens up all other possibilities, Paul, right? Mm-hmm. For as far as more resources, them price gouging based on scarcity that doesn't exist, which they already do. Things like global warming hoaxes, right?
Yeah.
So many industries and entities that tie into this scam. But if you want to just talk about NASA alone, they get $53 million a day.
Wow.
U.S. taxes. A day. That's $20 billion every year. And they're giving you fake footage. They shouldn't have any fake footage. None of it should be. If it's one thing's fake, it should all come into question. But when you look at it, I mean, it's all blatantly fake. It's so fake.
Yeah, it's something stupid in there, like $600 billion that they've had since 1958.
Yeah. So they're lying to you with CGI graphics and really just basic Hollywood trickery with some other stuff like zero-G plane, fisheye lens cameras, which we'll get into in a minute, and some of the deceptions they're on.
It's like with the space station, it costs $250 billion to make. And I've done a meme on it, because I passed it to you before. $250 billion to make, and they have two rings, just rubber seals, to keep everyone alive.
Rings. Two O-rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you do that, wouldn't you? When you're 250 miles out in deep space, and you want all your people on board to be saved by two little rubber rings.
You know, I want to show a couple videos real quick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to screen share, and I want to show the floppy door in space, and I want to show some bubbles in space real quick while we talk about it. We don't have to just, you know.
Oh, you're about the space chips.
Yeah. And then, you know, who says that is Scott Kelly, paint chips. So, Gloria, you know about the paint chip story?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'll tell you about it right after I show you. Hang on a second.
Don't forget, you got the bugs as well, the insects flying about in the station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one for sure. So right here, Gloria, right? I'm going to show you. You guys can see my YouTube?
Yeah.
All right, here's a video that Jaronism did. And, you know, this isn't the first video. This is just more and more space bubbles because we keep seeing them. But they first popped up like 3 years ago. They didn't first pop up then, but we first started noticing them like 3 years ago. And, you know, there's supposed to be no atmosphere or anything in space. And like I told you, they filmed this in an underground pool. And that's what you're seeing here, is you're seeing bubbles rise to the surface. And these guys are underwater. We also have other footage that'll show you that there's actually divers in this dark pool that are assisting pulling these guys around. And they just get edited out of the footage. But you can see them a little bit in some of it. But watch these bubbles up in this area. Can you see my cursor?
250 statues just to the north of Indonesia.
Watch the bubbles up in there. I'm going to mute it because I don't want to get copyright. See it? See it? See them all?
Space bubbles.
Yeah, they're 250 miles in space. So, Gloria, you see this, right?
Yeah.
Yo, so when Scott Kelly, the guy that was up there for 666 days, he happened to be doing a press conference type of thing, right? Maybe like more like a little local tour. Like, you know how they do a little book tour or shit like that. And he was in whatever city he was in, and some flat earther was there in the audience and caught him off guard. And he was like, he asked him about, wait, why in the footage do we see bubbles in the spacewalks? I think it's because their bubbles rising up in a pool, this and that. And Scott Kelly says, no, they're paint chips. So we're supposed to believe that the ISS is all old and rotted like the paint, and it just chipped. What's that?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, he said paint chips. It's that those aren't bubbles we're seeing. Those are paint chips flaking off the wall because they don't do maintenance often enough, repainting the walls of the ISS. And that's just paint flying off into space. That's what he said, and that's what people believe. If you believe NASA, you believe that shit, and that should burn you up inside.
I don't forget the Earth spinning the wrong direction on a few shots.
Yeah, oh, I wish I had that handy. I'll try and get it if we take a break later. Maybe we'll take a break between the two segments. So there's a few shots where they're looking out the – it's called the cupola. It's like that circular window on the ISS, allegedly. Very rarely do they ever try and fake the Earth rotating. Most of the time it's not even moving. But in the ones they do, it's really bad. And then, you know, the speed's wrong. In this one, it actually goes both directions, Gloria. So you're looking at it, and they're showing the guys, and they're always holding a wrench or something to keep you distracted from how fake everything is and make it look like they're doing something. So they show you the Earth spinning west to east, and then, like, the camera pans away to focus on his hand or whatever, and it comes back, and the Earth's going back this way east. It's like it put on the brakes and went back the other way. It's like, oh, my God.
And don't forget when they had the famous picture in that cupola. And the window was open.
Yeah, they had one, Gloria, where the window was open because they were probably hot in the fucking studio. The window open, allegedly in outer space. The window was open.
And I was having people arguing, oh, it's just the blind. Well, it must be a bad blind because it's not blocking anything. You can see the Earth straight through.
Yeah, it's just a transparent blind, Paul. I mean, you don't buy those. I got a whole pile of them in my basement. I can't seem to get rid of them on eBay. Nobody wants to buy them.
And crazy people stuff. Argue over this and this. You don't know where to start. There's that many. If you think if it's a space station, it was real. There shouldn't be one thing you could pick up, and you're picking up thousands.
Thousands. The whole thing's fake. It's like.
Like we said before, 250 billion to make, and there's not one footage of this big, big day when they started building it of how they do it, each, you know, one part together and this, how they built it, not one made. It's all computerized.
Yeah, well, it's just crazy, man, because when you start to peel back the onion of the NASA lie.
What was it before that? Wasn't it the Mir station?
Yeah, the Russian one?
Yeah, the Mir, yeah. The one that... They got evidence of it going up in the balloon.
Yeah, yeah. And then the, what was it? Wasn't it the Chinese one that supposedly came crashing to Earth?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to kill us all. And people around here were tweeting and, like, they were worried about it and stuff. I'm like, dude, a space station isn't going to fall on your head. Fuck you, you flat top dumb fuck. Go fall off the edge. Like, wow, yeah. I'm the dumb fuck. I'm the dumb fuck. All right, guy. Relax. Relax.
It's like that when you get to, you know, you see it in the paper all the time. Oh, meteor, it's going to, the closest it's ever been coming towards Earth. And, you know, it's like 2 million miles or something stupid like that. And that's close because it's a meteorite. But there's more people died from taking selfies than being hit by a meteorite ever.
Yeah.
So we're in space traveling in these ridiculous speeds. You got dust, these boulders, everything in space is supposed to be flying everywhere. And there's more people died from selfies. Statistics will tell you that shouldn't be. It should be a normal case. You go turning the news on today, some old woman on the toilet being dead by a meteorite coming through the window. It should be a regular occurrence.
Yeah, definitely. It never happens. Never. And I just want to show some images of satellites. And I know I did this, I think last show I did it. But, I don't have them handy right here. Well, I'll bring them up. Hang on. Sorry about that. So, when they actually show you pictures of what are supposedly satellites in space, I'm going to show you what they show you. Because I can't expect that everybody that sees this. These are satellites in space. Okay? And I will make them bigger. This is the hole. This is the album cover. We'll talk about that in a minute too, Paul. And that's from Chris Hadfield. He tweeted that out. And that's the supposed hole in the ISS. It's actually the same picture that was on an album cover from some band like a decade ago or 20 years ago, whenever it was. And here's my slow-ass computer. If this doesn't load right up, I'll just skip the picture. There you go. So you guys think this is real? Gloria, what do you think about this picture? I mean, could you ever imagine that this was fucking real?
Of course it's real, no.
How about this one? This is put out there by NASA as a photograph of a satellite in space.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
There's one eye. I always get banned. Oh, I'm getting a leak. What's he doing?
Your mic's looping. Look at this.
Turn it down.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. Look at how pathetic this is. I mean, Star Wars is way more believable than this shit. Look at this. This is a joke.
Why did they
What's up?
Why do they always forget to put stars?
Because putting the stars in, for any people that are into astronomy, they'll be able to see the sky and they'll be able to see the inconsistencies right away that they would never be able to fake the stars and get them to match up perfectly. So people would be able to prove that that's fake footage instantly.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's why they say it's black. And it's counter, in theory, see the sunlight as well as the stars. It should be all bright up, but if you do enough research, you'll find out that, as you've seen the video I posted this week in here of someone, and light doesn't travel. You know what I mean? So, in theory, it's right being black, but they say it's because of other things. They're not consistent.
No, even the astronaut story's not consistent, Paul, because if you listen to them, one of them will tell you they've seen stars in space. The other one says you couldn't see any stars. Some astronauts, at one point, they'll say they could see them. At another point, they say they couldn't. It's totally reversed. Some will say how bright and beautiful they were. Some will say, no, you couldn't see them at all from the moon. Like this, it's just totally contradictory. It's like, I swear to God, Gloria, and Paul, you know my opinion, they do this shit on purpose. Because there's a lot of flat earthers out there that'll tell you, well, this technology can be done live, like the augmented reality, and it can. Definitely can. I've seen many demonstrations of it in depth. I look at a lot of CGI presentations and stuff like that. That's kind of what I've been into for a while. So it's definitely possible. But if you think about it, if they're faking stuff, and you're already under the assumption that they're faking shit on the space station that's not in space, why would they ever risk giving you a live video of fucking anything? Except maybe a launch, because it might be people on the ground or however you have it set up where you might have to film something taken off. Why would anything from the ISS actually be live where there could be mistakes? That stuff is definitely pre-recorded, and it goes through post-edit, and people see those mistakes and are leaving them in there. They have to be. They're leaving them in there to gauge us to see where we're at, because the regular Joe Schmo isn't going to – they're not going to – as you know, and some of them will, because this is where they have to – told the line finally here, some of them will wake up. From most people that are asleep aren't going to wake up to this stuff anyways, so they use it to see what our thoughts are. Then what do? We run on the internet, we go on Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, yada yada yada. We talk about it, we know they're monitoring all that. Then they can gauge where to progress with the hoax, where to set the next hoax, where to set the bar. That's my opinion. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Definitely. But it just, it's when you argue with people about it, and they're so into it, oh, they've been on the moon and all that, it's ridiculous. It is. I mean, everyone would love, because like I said, when I've grown up, I was into sci-fi and all that, you know what I mean? You want to go in space, but just realising the effort that and the cost. They're just making so much money from it. And that's why it'll never stop.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You guys cool if we take a 4-minute break?
Yeah.
All right. Am I screen sharing right now? No, right?
No, you wasn't. You was before. It's not coming up now.
But yeah, I'm going to turn that. All right, everybody. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Paul Knight, Gloria Kanata. We're talking about the International Space Station. We're going to talk a little bit more about satellites, satellite communication, GPS in general. And then we're going to do a whole bunch of Mandela stuff. We're going to present our top 10 Mandela effects of all time each. Finally nailed it down to 10 each. We're going to elaborate on that. Talk about categories of Mandela effects, why we some are more important than others. Everybody has their preference. And we're just going to, you know, talk a lot about all that. So stick with us. You'll listen to Dose Reality Radio. We'll be back in 4 minutes. All right.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
Have you ever dreamed of going up to outer space? Or maybe meeting other beings from another place? Have you ever wondered what it's like on other planets? Then you watch a science show and come to believe you understand it. You feel empowered by the knowledge and you feel enlightened, listening to Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson. But then you wake up and you start to see the obvious. Life is just a lie and this whole world ain't what we thought it was. NASA's missions to the moon were never completed. They just filmed them in a room and people believe it. I used to wonder what it's like to be an astronaut. Now when I see them acting, I can't help but to laugh a lot. They give us cartoons and they claim that we live on a ball, but it's flat and it's not moving or spinning at all. Why you lying to us, man? That's something that we want to know. After that, you're gonna have to pack up all your stuff and go.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
History has been rewritten by winners of wars. The Jesuit order, Khazars, Freemasons, and more. They pulled the veil over our eyes, and it's time to awaken. Through organized indoctrination, our minds have been taken. It's time we take our power back and we rescue our people. The Vatican and the Bakers are like Resident Evil. They may have had the greatest plan that was ever concocted, but Illuminati never thought that they'd ever be spotted. They're manufacturing reality all in our heads. They tell us if the earth is flat, then we'll fall off the edge. But if it is a spinning ball, we won't fall off it then. And gravity is our imaginary magic friend. Why is water always flat when unmanipulated? Why are pictures of the earth computer generated? Why you lying to us, man? That's something that we want to know. After that, you're gonna have to pack up all your stuff and go.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
NASA, it's becoming 100% crystal clear that you and the other space programs that are in operation are connected and are deceiving the entire world. More and more people are waking up every single day, and we are now able to see right through you. But what we really want to know is, why are you lying? Sincerely, me and the great people of this earth.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
All right, everybody.
Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Paul Knight, Gloria Cannata, and we are talking about, what we have been talking about, the International Space Station for most of the first part of the show here. We're going to get deep into the Mandela Effect pretty soon, in our top 10 all time. I want to address satellites in general, Paul, a little bit before we, you know, wrap up the outer space stuff. And this notion that people are so sure satellites exist because they have fucking DirecTV or their cell phone works or their GPS works, it's quite a joke, and they don't even understand how technology works. I mean, they think that you need a satellite in space to triangulate your position. I mean, you don't even know how radio towers work. I mean, you can just triangulate somebody down to a few feet with any three towers. You can do that.
Definitely. I mean, I've asked various satellite people, you know, when they come in fixing your satellite or stuff like that, and they haven't got a clue. They just basically fit it, turn things on, phone them up, and, you know, not many of them actually know a great deal about it.
No, they have no idea where the signal's coming from.
And then never... about it, yeah, if you're coming from satellite as well, on some satellites you get loss of signal at various parts. You know, if it's raining or there's a bad storm, you'd be hardly have any TV. There's that many storms that's supposedly up in the sky. Just it's just obvious things like that. It just not makes sense.
That and the thing to me is you got the cell phone towers, right, Gloria? So you know how when you probably wherever you live, you know there's certain towns nearby or certain areas of the neighborhoods where you're not going to have good service. It's consistently in the same rural areas usually or whatever. Well, why would that be in rural areas when rural areas should be wide open to the satellites? And then second of all, why does your GPS seem to go out pretty much exactly where your cell phone service goes out that runs off of cell phone towers? Well, because it runs off of cell phone towers. You know?
It's only off three towers, GPS. Triangulation.
Yeah. Three towers. Three overlapping circles, and they, you know what I mean? They figure out right where you are. Three, almost like your firmament circles. That's how I picture it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these are the little things that you just gotta research. And once you start, like, just having an open mind and looking at different things, it like, connects to the bigger picture.
Exactly.
When you start looking at satellites, you then think, well, how are they getting the data about? Then you, look, sea cables covers 99%, 95 or 99, it's one of them off my head, like.
95%.
Yeah, covers all communication. And then you've got the Russians threatening to cut the cables and all hell's breaking loose. Well, why would you bother if you're getting everything from satellites?
Yeah, Gloria, you had mentioned that video. Your mic's muted. You had mentioned that video about the cables. We talked about that, I think, last week or something. About, you didn't know about that. You thought that was really good information, right?
Yeah, that blew my mind completely. I'm muting out because the guy's doing the lawn, so you could hear his blower. So that's why I mute out. I don't want you guys to hear it.
I can hear it. You're fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That video last week completely blew my mind. It did. And that was on Vice, right?
Yeah, and it's we've seen this other places too. That's not like that video might be new, but we've known about this for a few years at least. So what it is basically for people that don't know is, and they have these huge boats, these huge ships. Paul, I don't know what type of ship you would call it, but you know these big, huge metal ships that go out, and they have these huge coils of this fiber optic cable, and they lay thousands of miles of it underneath the sea, and they connect all the continents with it, and that's how the communications are going about. I'm not saying there isn't anything in the sky, because they do have things like Project Loon, Google. They have balloons up there suspended with some sorts, maybe like relays for communications, maybe over certain areas or whatever, but they're not, you know, in space.
Chartered planes. Don't forget chartered planes.
Yeah.
There's tech coming out that can go on a chartered plane and act as a satellite. So exactly. you think about the coverage they're going to get.
Yeah, Project Sophia is a NASA plane that does the same thing. That's where they allege that the Hubble telescope is. It's really aboard a plane called Project Sophia. Like it's all ridiculous. It really is. These technologies have worked. Like we know that if you believe in Nikola Tesla and those stories that we hear about, Gloria, you know of Nikola Tesla. I know that. They, you know, he supposedly had would be able to have all this wireless technology way back in the day. You know,
Never mind all the free energy and everything else that they're obviously hiding, which is that's another huge topic that I'd like to talk about more at some point. And then we dabble in it here and there, but, you know, whether it's Mandela effect, flat earth, like I always say, there isn't one ultimate truth. And if free energy is so abundant, which I believe it is, and I think we learned a lot about that by looking into flat earth, well, free energy hoax is a huge topic, man. That's as big as almost anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
spiritual awakening or whatnot, but it's up there, man.
When you think about it, you see all the posts that you're on Facebook, oh, this car's running off this 200 miles a gallon, and then you got like Tesla doing this. Basically, it was in what was it? It must have been the early 1900s, maybe 18, and he had free Wi-Fi. Well, they call it Wi-Fi, but it's electric passed on like a Wi-Fi current type of thing. Why wouldn't you have that now if it's not just to make money? Like, you know, that's one part of it, obviously. But you if would have it. The ease of having a little tower on the top of your house, just like a Wi-Fi hotspot, sending free energy and free signal and electric if it's not, you know, to do with to cover up and different things and money. And it's not just one thing.
A lot of people followed his experiments and came up with the same results and try to get these things patented, which will never happen. And a lot of people actually that like I said, came up with the same theory and were able to do most of the things that he did are dead.
Oh yeah. Could you imagine the oil company, fuel industries and stuff, letting those patents go through the pull that they have? That would absolutely never happen.
The way that they die is so weird, because I watched this whole video one at once. They all commit suicide, and they all
have an accident.
Their neck.
It's an accident.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And that's why they're just, like, it's like this stupid. He had all this tech that he did, and all these files have gone missing. 90 odd files or whatever it is. He had all on patents that were on about, just gone missing like that. The FBI took it.
And nobody questions it, though. Nobody does anything about it. You know, how do you just let all that technology just get lost? How?
Well, at this point, who are we going to question about it? And what are we going to do? What we can do is try and dig up what we can. And like you said, people try and recreate it. And we got to try and figure it out based on the stepping stones that some people like him might have left, I guess. I don't know. You know, we're not going to win a case in court. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to
happen. I was watching a program today. And I don't know if it's correct. I've not researched it, so I can't say if it's 100% correct. But if anyone's making anything, you know, and they go to patent it and it's all in their name and they want to go and make money off it, if it's deemed a national security, the government can shut it down and classify the patent so it never comes to light.
Right. Or those people disappear.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? That's all they've got to do. They can't, like, go to court and fight it.
Yeah,
it's being classified.
And at the same time, I don't think it's being completely shut down, because I think there's a huge hoax going on with the power companies like National Grid and these other big electric companies, where I think they are harnessing free energy and selling it off as electricity and charging you through the roof for it. So they're allowed to get the technology and we're not. And it's just a huge moneymaker, because you can't go without power. And like, knowing what we think about the earth, Paul, when we think about the firmament possibly spinning, creating energy, the electromagnetism of the earth, the sun, Polaris, all this, to think that it's, and we also both, you brought the idea to me first, but I believe the earth is alive as well. We know it regenerates everything that it needs and this and that. And to think that it doesn't have abundant free energy available, I think it kind of against our logic. At this point,
you know what the new thing is in Florida. Well, it's probably everywhere. I think California also. My electric bill has been phenomenal. It's been ridiculous every month. And there was one month where my air conditioner was broke for 14 days by the time they came and repaired it. And my electric bill was $50 higher than it normally was without the air conditioner. So I had somebody come here and check out everything, see everything was okay, to figure out why my bill is so high. And it's really weird, because she says to me, I think it was a little smart meter that they want to put in your house now, so they can monitor your air conditioner and the cold. I'm like, hell no, you're not going to put that in my house. And ever since I said no to this woman, My bills have been over $200, close to $300 a month. Okay. They went from 75 to 130 in the summertime to almost $300 ever since I said no. And they keep mailing me papers on this thing. You want to do it? Do you want to do it? It's for your own benefit. We can keep track of the air conditioner and how. Hell no. And like I said, every month it just goes up and up and up because I refuse to have that little meter in my house.
I watched a good video. I can't remember who did it. And it was on about, you know, not the smart meter, but the normal electric that you have outside your house. You know, they connect it, connects to the grid, and it runs at a frequency. And this frequency is all, like, overmapped, it's overclocked, it's actually let run at a bad frequency, reducing the power that you get. You know what I mean? All the power coming in, it's not done efficiently.
She says it was a little meter that they put inside the house. And Cynthia Sue Lawson, Brian, when she was on the show, she was talking about that she had that put in her house, and she was getting headaches, and they just didn't feel right, nauseous and headaches until
talk about frequency a lot, that's probably interfering with it more than what we're already used to, which is unfortunately the norm.
Well, look at California. After they were told when they rebuilt their houses after the fire, everything has to be smart TVs, smart refrigerators, all smart appliances.
That's crazy. Who are they to tell you have to have that shit?
You have to. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. It really is. It's completely ridiculous. Could you imagine what the world would be like if they just said the truth and we didn't have to be slaves to pay for gas and electric and, you know, not have that worry?
Yeah.
Different world. But yep. Unfortunately, either someone hacked this reality or I don't know, but it's not right.
So what do you guys think? You guys want to switch gears now and get into the Mandelas?
Mandela, you have some explaining to do. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, your top 10 Mandelas and my one top.
No, you got 10. We all got 10. So what we're going to do, guys,
you forced me to find 10.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I gave you 5. I told you 5 days ago to just at least find 5. I talked to you today. You're like, I got 1. I'm like, what about this?
You're late to hours, I'm sure.
I know.
We all know he has.
I blamed up sleep last night.
You're listening. Prepared. I agree. A lot of your list is the same as mine. I mean, we have like 4 or 5 of the same ones. And that's good. That shows that it's a strong one, you know? And that's good. And so if one of us says one, like say I say one as my 7th and that's your 6th, obviously, you know, we're not going to do the whole conversation over, but we'll bring it up or whatever. But so we'll start. We'll start right at our – what we're going to do, guys, is – so many shows I've talked about, oh, that's a top 10 Mandela for me. That's a top 10. And it's like my top 10's got like 50 because there's like 3,000 Mandelas. So when I say this is my top 10, these are like my 10 strongest. But that doesn't mean 11 through 20 aren't like just as strong. Like there's so many that I'm going to miss. And we'll give some honorable mentions after we do the 10 and whatever. We'll talk about more. And we're going to get deeper into the Mandela effect and the different topics of Mandela, like the Bible changes Gloria wants to talk about. We'll talk about maybe anatomy, geography, movie and music. Like there's different reasons why all the personal Mandelas and all these different categories. And, you know, for certain people, different ones are more important. Different ones are more important. Like I believe Gloria, you talked about the Bible and they're important and they are. I just not that familiar with the Bible, but depends for what, like for yourself, the Bible ones might be the most important. But if you're trying to approach people that don't know shit about the Bible, well, movies and music are probably the most important. It depends on the situation, too, you know? Like,
you know what, I'll tell you what, you don't really, I mean, like, you know, I'm not Christian, I don't have a religion. And a person doesn't really have to know the Bible that well to see that those words should not be in there. I mean, that's common sense, dude, you know?
For sure, but when people have actually not read it thoroughly, but they've seen a movie 100 times and then something's changed in it, it hits them a lot harder. But for people that have read the Bible a lot, if you present a change to them, it really messes them up in the head. We've seen how they're in the middle of saying they've always known it was the lion and the lamb and whatnot.
Well, it scares the crap out of them.
Yeah. You know,
you look at it as a negative thing happening, and it's not. But, you know, that's their own journey. So
you guys in front of you, Gloria, we had it in the chat earlier.
Say that again?
The Google Hangout chat, we have the list in there. You want to do your number 10 first, then I'll do mine, and then we'll do Paul's. Or what order?
go ahead. Start with yours. Start with yours. That's fine.
All right. Well, for me, this is a good one. And I know, Paul, this is one you're going to talk about too. So we can just, you know, we'll talk about it all together here because you have it on your list as well. And that for me is Timmy in the Well. Okay. This is my, this will start off my top 10 Mandelas of all time. Number 10, Timmy in the Well. So this is one of the best ones to research. It's really so fun. I'm not even lying to you. Because Timmy in the Well, what it is there was an episode of Lassie that was the most classic episode of Lassie ever. And Timmy was stuck in a well. He sends Lassie back to town. She goes to town. Oof, oof, oof. And Paul, I'm doing dog. And
I'm not doing that.
So Lassie runs to town.
I don't do sound effects.
What's the matter, Lassie? What's the matter, girl? What? Timmy's stuck in a well? Woof, woof. Brings the people back to rescue Timmy out of the well. Now, not only has this been parodied, like we know always does on shows like Simpsons and whatnot. Simpsons actually did a whole episode doing a parody of it, where Bart, through a walkie-talkie, said his name was Timmy O'Toole and pretended he was stuck in the well the whole episode because he was talking through the walkie-talkie, and it was a whole spoof on the Lassie, had the whole town looking around and everything. But better than that, so you go on YouTube, and there are people that are making videos with their dogs, and it's so goofy because these people are so cheesy, right? But I would be cheesy too with my dog, right? And they have their dog out there, and they're like, "What's that, Lassie?" And they'll get their dog to bark, and they'll be like, "What's that? Timmy's stuck in the well? What's that? Timmy's stuck in the well?" And it goes on over and over and over again, and it's just – it's absolutely a riot. Absolutely a riot.
What does it say now?
Now the episode doesn't exist.
Oh, it doesn't exist. Oh, I thought the now line. What?
No. Now Timmy has not only doesn't exist, right? This is why this is so huge. Not only has Timmy never fallen in the well, so all these people have these videos. I mean, Gloria, if you type in Timmy in the Well on YouTube, you'll see spoof after spoof after spoof. But all their breeds of dogs doing it. The episode doesn't exist. The kid, John Provost, that played Timmy, wrote an autobiography, and the name of his autobiography is Timmy in the Well. And we have a crazy – oh, he's the guy that played Timmy, his autobiography. He could have named it anything. My Days with Lassie, whatever. He named it Timmy in the Well because it was the most iconic episode, but now it's never existed.
Wow. See, I didn't know that. I thought the line changed. That's crazy. I mean, everybody knows that line. That is crazy.
The whole episode doesn't exist. Paul, that was big for you, right? You had that on your list.
Yeah, I remember that. That's one of the things I do remember from my childhood. I don't remember much, but I remember that. Yeah, but that's on my list, so that's one scratched off my list.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm down to 9. Go on.
Announce it when we get to it on your list. Okay, Paul or Gloria, who wants to go next? We'll keep that order.
Go on, ladies second.
Gloria, go ahead. You're number 10.
Ladies second, okay. okay,
so you Gloria,
biography, and that just actually, I didn't put this on my list, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. I remember the youngest president ever to be elected for office was JFK. Right? Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Theodore Roosevelt is the youngest president in this reality. Apparently, he was elected at the age of 42, and Kennedy was elected at 43. Not in my reality. And I did some research last night, and I found a book that somebody wrote about President Kennedy being the youngest president ever elected. So how do you explain that?
Yeah, and who would make a mistake like that in a book that would be so easily debunked if you were wrong about it, and then you would discredit all your research on the president, your book, and everything?
It's about the president's life. It's about everything. How do you make a mistake like that? No, and I can't believe I found that, and that was crazy because, like I said, no, Theodore Roosevelt was not by any stretch of the imagination younger than Kennedy. No, never going to happen. So 12 years later, he's what, 62 years old, whatever it is? No. The man looked like he was in his 70s. Sorry. That was a big one for me, okay? That was a big one for me because I always said that he was the youngest president. And apparently, like I said, they wrote books on it, so I guess all those people were wrong. And that's not on my list, but that one just really bothered me.
Oh, you can't do that. Scrap that. Edit that out. Edit that out. That's a no-go. Right. That.
Come on, you're number 10 now.
You talking to me or Paul?
Talking to you. If that's not on your list, what's your number 10?
No, I can remove. All right.
Well, I'm all right. Professional list.
We'll come back to you. Thank you. All right. So, Paul.
Yeah, this is in my 10.
Yes, your number 10.
In any particular order, and I'll say The Matrix, you know, the opening credits.
Oh, why did you read? Oh. The ones you gave me were in order.
Yeah, but you didn't go in order, so I'm not going in order.
I went in order. Oh, I did go in order.
Did you?
Children quit.
Look at him thinking. I can see the squirrels in his head.
I said Timmy and the Well. That's what it says right in the notes.
Ah, but you were about swapping it in order, wasn't you? Right, all right, I'll go number one then.
Yeah, I got the list.
Go ahead. C-3PO, gold leg.
No. Oh, no. You're going backwards from 10 to 1. You're supposed to be
no. In Britain, you go from 1 to 10.
No, we're going from 10 to 1. Now you just gave away your number 1. What's your number 10? The Monopoly guy you wrote down. So let's start there. Backwards.
Well, you know, it's not backwards. You know, Britain, we sat the other way around.
What's a little countdown from 10 to 1, I told you.
No, we do it the other way.
Let's read them out there already. Next.
I know. It's an unprofessional, yeah. Monopoly, monocle. Obviously, the Monopoly man. Monocle or not no monocle. I remember monocle.
Yeah, that's really a big one. That one, great residue. Have you seen the Ace Ventura one, Gloria?
Yeah, but you have the Halloween costumes too. You know, there's so much.
Yeah,
it's
one of the famous, isn't it? He got his hat like type of thing and his monocle.
And I love what people say you get confused with Mr. Peanut. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I posted that the tweet, yeah.
This is one of the ones that I like wasn't looking for residue for, and I stumbled on it watching a wrestling interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin and Kevin Nash. And that's played in the intro. You've probably both heard it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge one for me, too. All right. Now, Paul, next time we come to you, we're going to do number 9. Okay, buddy?
Wait, so.
By your Muppet rules over here, buddy.
There we go. I'm just scratching my shoulder.
All right. All right. So this is one that this one's going to resonate with a lot of people, I think. This is a big one. And I think some people might forget that this is on their top 10 and it should be on everybody's top 10, I would think. And I mean, who am I to say what should be on your top 10 and what shouldn't? But Queen, We Are the Champions. Over the world. Now, when I grew up, I heard this song so many times, as did anybody my age or 10 years older or whatever, you know. They always ended with, because we are the champ.
He's off again.
Of the world. And it would, that would be it. Now, it doesn't even say it. And I could find a couple live shows, like at Wembley Stadium over in Paul's neck of the woods, where they say it in the live show. And there's even probably more than two shows. I think I found like 3 or 4 where they do it. And they clearly say it. And so, you know, I try and show people this. And they literally told me, oh, well, you're just remembering. It was never in the album. You're just remembering the live version. The live version from 1985. I was like 6, 7. I was like 7 or 8 years old. Like, I didn't have access to go to Wembley Stadium. I didn't have YouTube. And as a matter of fact, we didn't even have the internet. So, no, and we heard this song in every bar on the radio after every sports parade it's played. We have tons of residue on this, Paul. We had the Stanley Cup champions doing it. We had them doing it on the Big Bang Show. We have them doing it on The Simpsons. Basically, anybody that ever sings this song says of the world at the end of it. That carpool karaoke show, you know which one I'm talking about? What do you remember, Gloria?
Wow. I'm getting mad feet.
You lagging out?
Yeah.
What do you remember? You remember the world, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to sing, are we? Because it's echoing.
Yeah, it's echoing really bad.
Well, it's not too bad now.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when you hear the song now, you go to say it at the end, and when they stop, it's just like, oh, it hurts your head. It's like I'm so used to saying that at the end, it just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right. It's not the same. You know, you get that build up to the end of that song, and everybody used to yell that out, right? Because we're the champions of the world. No. Now it's just like, oh. Yeah, that was a big one.
It's a huge one. That's the biggest music. I love the music ones. I really do, because when I used to be the first few years in the Flat Earth, like 2014, 2015, 2016, you know, you get so deep into it. Sometimes you need to unwind. And what I would do to unwind is look for Mandela-affected music or look at videos about the people I already presented of Mandela-affected music. And it's pretty cool because there's just so much of it. And there's so many songs that you know that are just so wrong. And it's like there's so many of them. Like we could do just like some of the stuff that's on my top 10, which I'll address after. I don't want to spoil it. But we could do whole shows just on that one Mandela, that one topic with music. We could do multiple music shows of just Mandela-affected music. You know, there's so much of it. There's so much. But that being said, Gloria, let's have your number 9 off the list, please.
My number 9. Okay. Okay, let's get into actors and actresses. One of my favorite, Mae West, because she kicks ass. Okay, love Mae West. Famous line, is that a gun in your pocket or are you just happy to see me? I've used that my whole life. I've dated a lot of horny men. No, I'm joking. She doesn't say that ever.
What does she say now?
She just doesn't say that at all. She doesn't say that at all.
Doesn't say like pistol in your pocket instead of gun or anything?
I don't remember, but she doesn't say, is that a gun in your pocket? She says something completely, totally different. The same thing with Muggsy. Can I combine them?
Yeah. I got a couple that are going to have to be combined.
It's the same thing with Muggsy Malone. Muggsy Malone. What was his famous line? You dirty rat, right?
You dirty rat. You killed my brother.
We all grew up with that. Never says that. You can watch it. It'll trip you out completely. Now he says, you
yellow belly pig now, right? Yeah.
Pig. What the hell is a yellow belly pig? Oh, wow.
Yellow belly pig. It's crazy. And I never even really seen those movies, but everybody, you know, because probably the generation just before me did, and everybody would mock that all the time. So I knew the saying really well. It was always, you dirty rat, you kill my brother.
That's right. Nope, you yellow.
Is that your dirty phone call voice, huh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, when I'm womanizing people, Paul. You know how it is.
Are you one of those perverts? Is that a gun in your pocket, Brian? You just happy to see me.
That's his little gun.
You're just happy to see me. Okay.
I've seen it before the Mandela affected it.
Yeah. I've seen before and
after. Paul, come on. Let's
I know. He told me off of that. Don't mention that. And nobody goes and does.
Next, number 8. We're going to go to number 8. All right.
You want me to do my number 9 or what?
Number 9 yet? No, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, be professional with you. Stop talking about your penis. Right.
Second from the end.
Right. Curious George Tale.
Oh, that's a good one because for me, not only do I remember the tale, I remember him swinging from trees from the tale.
Well, that's what I remember. Using his tail. Now he hasn't got one. Now he's been chopped off.
Yeah. The cartoons are big. Cartoons are changing a lot, right, Gloria? Like with all the eye changes and shit. People with the yellow eyes, Donald Duck with the blue eyes, Tinkerbell losing half her name. I mean, there's just tons of them. There's probably some I should have put on the list, but they just weren't, you know, top 10 for me. But yeah, there's so many of them. Like Mickey Mouse, the Suspenders, on and on and on. So number 8. For me, is a big one. Now, out of all the Mandelas, I could even see some people putting this number 1. For me, it's not. It's number 8. There's some Mandelas that we keep an eye on, like such as The Wizard of Oz and other things that relate to this topic that keep changing as we're watching them. The Thinker statue. It's phenomenal. Like, it's just... it just keeps changing, and the residue on it is insane. So the Thinker statue, Broden Thinker, used to be like this for me. And this is a very popular pose now in like bodybuilding. Some of my friends send me stuff from video games where they have poses in it like that. There's all types of people doing it. There's even, you know, with the Mandela effect, we know now, because we've seen it happen, that people's photographs will change. So when these things change in reality, those actual objects, not the parodies of it, but the actual statue, will change in their photograph. And there's photographs we have, which I'll bring up, where the woman is in front of it, and she's doing this, because that's what it was, but the statue's like this, because it's changed. But then it's more done more than that. So if you think that's crazy, I mean, we keep an eye on it, and it keeps changing. Because Gloria, it was this, then it was this, then it was this, now it's like...
No, it's like this.
And he's like this, too. He's got his right elbow, left knee. How uncomfortable would that be? He's like twisted.
Right. See, in my reality, he was never like this. In my reality, he was always like this. Mm-hmm. Not like this and not like this. No. He was always like this, though.
Yeah. Paul, your memories on the Thinker?
All what you just said. I remember it like that, obviously. Not from bodybuilding or anything, just by seeing the pose enough times.
Oh, yeah. Lots of artwork, lots of renditions of it, lots of mocking it, lots of magazine covers. We got the Will Ferrell clip from Saturday Night Live that we've played, or I've posted it at least. I think we've played it before. Yeah, we played it. I showed it to Brian. He put it on his – he did a video on it. And he's like – he's behind – you know how they get naked to do paintings, but he's behind like a sheet of cardboard or something, and they're going to do artwork on him or whatever. And he's like, I got two poses, the Thinker and the Stinker. And, you know, for the Thinker, he's just like – just like that. And it's like – it's so blatant for me. So for me, that's my number eight. Gloria?
Yeah, you know what? Just one more thing on that, which is kind of weird. I always remember Thinker this way. I remember him this way. And it's like, it just, there are more than one reality merging. That's definitely more than one.
More than two, more than three.
I think the count right now is like about four. Okay. Eight?
But if we're considering things that progressively change as each being from a different reality, then there's more than four. Because look at the Statue of Liberty and shit. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's more than four. Definitely. Let's see.
Did Mae West with the number nine, number eight.
I'm trying to be in sync with you. All right. You know what? Let's go there. We're not on the Sagittarius arm no more. Dude, that's huge. Orion's belt, Sagittarius arm. You have nothing to say about that, Brian.
Because I don't know anything about it.
Oh, really? Paul? Yeah. Paul, when you're done texting, let me know.
I'm just getting my number eight ready. I've been told that enough.
Getting number eight ready. How could we no longer be on the Sagittarius arm? We are now
I don't think we're on either in any case, but if the story has completely changed, we always were. I understand what you're saying, but I just never really was interested in looking into that type of stuff, so this one doesn't affect me at all. I don't know.
Well, that,
I've only just started looking into it for my theories.
I think that one is, like you said, yeah, we don't know where the heck we are or if they like
to be. I think that's more of a ladies type of thing.
But you know what? But then it questioned. Then you have to question if we're on the Orion's Orion spur.
Don't get me going.
Serious. Then that, okay, we were supposed to be in the age of Aquarius as of 4 years ago. So apparently we're not quite there yet in 2018. So it kind of just links it all together. Bizarro.
Paul, number eight.
eight, right? Now officially, the Matrix.
The Matrix. I know Gloria is a fan of this one. What about the Matrix, Paul? Tell the audience. There's actually many Mandelas in the Matrix, but tell them about the one you're
talking about. Is the intro, and it, for me, it was always binary code, zero and ones. I mean, it uses that throughout the film, but at the beginning it was zero and ones coming down the famous green things like that, and now it's like Oriental Chinese Korean type of writing coming down instead.
It's a big one. Gloria, remember when we first saw this and me, you and Brian were on the phone, you guys like lost your shit. Like,
that whole night I was bugging out the whole night. And everybody was like, no, it was always like that. I'm like, but where does it make sense? The matrix, binary code, not Japanese lettering. It's a Japanese recipe. How could people say it's always been that way? How? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. That one drives me crazy. I needed a tranquilizer that day, dude. I was bad. I was like, something is so wrong. Yeah.
Crazy. It is crazy, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. And I am a clip ready for this one right here, because I am going to play a quick clip after I mention this, and I do have it right here. Just give me 1 second. And I've played more in the past. This is probably my favorite piece of Mandela residue, even though this is my number 7 Mandela. My number 7 Mandela is so big to me that when I first heard this, I'm like, you got to be shitting me. And this is the case of the mysterious missing S's, dropped S's. Christopher Reeves. Where I come from, Superman was played by Christopher Reeves, okay? Not Christopher Reeve. Now it's Christopher Reeve. And there's a lot of residue on this, even his Superman costume that they paid thousands and thousands of dollars for has it embroidered on the inside of his head. Christopher Reeve. Dick Clark's introducing him on a talk show. Christopher Reeve. Okay, Christopher Reeves. His name was Christopher. I was saying it backwards. It's Christopher Reeves. And now they say Reeve, right? And it was always Reeves. And I'm going to play a clip from Eminem, who basically launched his rap career by attacking Christopher Reeves with an S and his own mother. Now, you're going to say, oh, you know, what does some rapper know or whatever? Well, he's not just like trashing him in one song. There's like 50 songs that he made about the guy. I think he would know what his last name is. His name's Christopher Reeves. Clearly, in every clip of this portion of the song I'm going to play for you, he's going to say Reeves, and only the very first one you could mistake it as like Reeve apostrophe S, like Reeves in the possessive. All the rest, it's clearly his last name. And there's plenty of words you could rhyme with Reeve, and he wouldn't just change his last name to rhyme it. His name is Reeves. It was always Reeves for me. It's crazy that people would say, oh, you're just confusing it with George Reeves, who was a Superman in like 1960. I didn't even fucking know that until people told me who George Reeve was. Like, I'd never even heard of the guy. No, it was Christopher Reeves. And he was so big as his character as Superman. If you ever seen Christopher Reeves anywhere in public, like back in the day, Paul, you would literally just say they're Superman. You wouldn't even say Christopher. Like, he's Superman. Like, he's that big.
Very true.
He was the biggest thing going back then. He was Superman. You know what I mean? And it was definitely Christopher Reeves. You guys remember the same, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All the S's are dropped off and added on to other places where there shouldn't be S's.
Yeah. Crazy. So that's my number 7. That's a big one for me. I want to play the song real quick. I almost forgot. I want you guys to hear this. And this is some of my favorite residue. And just listen. Listen to him clearly say Reeves every time. All right, guys?
On the internet, trying to lure your kids with him into bed. It's a sick world we live in these days. Slim for Pete's sake, put down Christopher Reeves' legs. Jeez, guys are so sensitive. Slim, it's a touchy subject. Kind, just don't mention it. Mind with no sense in it. Pride gets so critical.
I was in a new car. A couple years ago, I was more poor than you are. I don't got that bad of a mouth, do I? Fuck shit ass bitch, cunt, stupid and do wop. Skip it and bebop for Christopher Reeves. Sonny Bono sees horses and hitting some trees.
Hey!
How many retards to listen to me? Run up in the school shooting when they piss to the teeth.
Cool, calm, just like my mom. With a couple of Valium inside a palm. It's Mr. Mischief with a trick up his sleeve. Roll up on you like Christopher Reeves. I can't describe the vibe I get when I drive by 6 people and 5 I hit. Aw, oh, shit, I started a marsh pit. Squashed the bitch and stomped the foster kids.
Shady's a label at the math is a stable. Tricking horses come out of Eric. Of course, what about the stirrups? Since your dick is misbought over syrup, is the myth depicting Christopher Reese just for no reason other than it's just a teasing? Cause he was his biggest fan. He used to be Superman. Now we're pouring liquor on the curb and
using fences. I say you're all just too goddamn sensitive. It's censorship and it's downright blasphemous. Let's finish it now, cause I won't stand for this. And Christopher Reese won't sit for this neither. And let's clear this up too, I ain't got no beef with him either. He used to be like, but it's done. Such cynicism, witnessism in my system. But hypnotism, lift a slip up to my lips, son. So much on my hands, I got to give my kids a piss fuck. Christopher Reeves, women in my swim trunks. Mister, help me, what he said to me and then sunk. Women skinning them and cutting them up in chunks. In front, so
I guess it's time for you to hate me again. Let's begin, now hand me the pin. How should I begin it and where does it all end? My medicine ball, you're in my medicine ball, friend. With Christopher Reeves on a unicycle with a kickstand. Kick it up and push him and lead him right in the quicksand. Here you need a hand, big man, grab hold of this branch with both hands. Man, they don't understand, I'm just a sick man. Now everybody's pissed at me like it's my fault. This name rhymes with so many different words, jeez. So one last time, Mr. Christopher Reeves, won't you break it down for me and just spit the verse, please?
Eminem, I'm coming to kill you. Always hated you and I still do. You'll never feel my shame.
Down here, under the ground, dig me up. Broken tibias, fibias, yeah, fix me up. 60 sluts, all of them dying from asphyxia after they sip piss through a Christopher Reeve sippy cup. Dixie cups, toxins, boxes of oxy pads, enough box of cotton to send a fucking ox to rehab. Whack job in the back in a black stocking cap.
Even murderous tactics get better with practice. Let's shell with gunpowder, philatelics, burn, burn. Tula Oz, Juilliard, you better learn, learn.
Chris Reeves in his grave, yeah, homie, turn, turn. I'm debating mutilating the lady. You've been waiting for Shady and Fit. Ain't no duplicating it, baby. There's a baby in the dryer.
There's a shit, so fight back. Cut your neck off, just throw your head right back and leave you like that. You didn't trigger the prick who just makes liquor. Who sits in and leaves you this thick and stiffer and fresh stiffer. Reeves, I was teasing with strep throat while your mother was breastfeeding and gave it a flesh-eating disease. I'm ill than taking a hammer and beating your knees.
By itself and bang them stuffs with a spike bat. Cut your neck off and glue your head right back and leave you like that. You just triggered a prick who just mixed liquor. Who's itching to leave you disfigured and stiffer than Chris Stiffer. Reeves, I was teething with strep throat when your mother was breastfeeding and gave it a flesh-eating disease. I'm ill than taking a hammer and beating your knees.
Okay.
I need Christopher Reeves to come and lay his verse. I think he can spit it better on medicine.
All right. First off, you guys get the point. It goes on, and that's not even all. It's still like another minute of that clip that plays a bunch of other songs. Did you guys hear that? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when you're into the music Mandelas, and then you find something like that. Once Upon a Timeline posted that, and he must have put that collaboration together, which I know how it is to edit things. That is a lot of work, so definitely a big props to him for making that video. I've used that video a lot. That video is awesome. So that is – oh, I'm screen sharing still? No, that's Facebook. Okay, so that is my number 7, which would bring us to Gloria.
Am I muted?
No, we hear you. We're waiting for you to tell us your number 7.
I'm going to let you wait because this one is so big. Okay, ready? Ready. Picture this. In a Catholic church, or Christian, whatever. Priest is up there on a Sunday, and he reads the verse, 2 Peter 2:16. Okay, I'm not reading the whole thing, just the most important part. And he says, the dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. The dumbass speaking with man's voice. Yeah, you don't have to be a Bible scholar to know that does not belong there. That should not be there. Dumbass.
Might be French.
Well, croissant. Dumbass. The man is speaking in his dumbass voice. Dude.
Do me or something like that.
Sorry, people could look it up in their Bibles. That's a big one. But really, could you imagine sitting in church and the priest saying that the dumbass was speaking in a man's voice?
Well, they talk about all types of stuff now and there, so I mean,
no, not dumbass, Brian. They're not really dumbass.
And they're supposed to. I'm saying now with the Mandela effect, the Bible has all types of crazy shit. I bet you,
but a majority of them that know that the change is from the lion and the lamb to the wolf now, I bet you they don't even read the book anymore. I bet you they're just going and skipping stuff, and because the majority of the book has now changed. You can't read half of it. First of all, it's completely misspelled. A lot of the words are misspelled. It doesn't make any sense. There's commas, there's where they shouldn't be. There's emojis, smiley faces where there never was. And I think there's like over 1,000.
You know what Bible have you got?
You have smiley faces now. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got the 3D Bible you have popping up and everything with smiley faces.
No, it has smiley faces now. The little mojo with the little dots and the smile like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the Bible.
Which version of the Bible?
King James. So all the King James version.
Smiley faces in there now. And people still mojo,
yeah. They have the two little dots with the smile like this, or they have an upside down frown. Yeah.
I didn't want to see that after. That's ridiculous.
There's over 1,000 of them now. It'll say, come get me water, smiley face. Oh, he was angry, mean face. Yeah, that's insane.
That is insane, because that shit was never used before, like, AOL Messenger, really, or something, you know?
I was looking, seeing that and going,
it'll be
what?
LOL next week.
Huh?
Yeah, LOL.
Yeah, LOL.
LOL will be LOL.
My fucking ass off, right? No, and I remember seeing that, and I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. And then somebody had did a video on it. I was like, see? And at that time, there was like maybe 35 of them in their mojos, in there, whatever the hell they call emojis. And now there's over 1,000.
That's insane. That's insane. Paul, you're number 7. And now you're stealing my thunder. Because this is stealing my thunder on one. Now you're beating me to one that's higher up on my list. So you're number 7?
Right. Yeah, JFK.
Yeah.
Right, is that okay for you?
Hey, no, that's great, because this is...
You're actually livid. You can see you. Oh, I wanted to get that one.
No, I'm livid, because I'm just going to drown you out right here when you want to talk about it.
I'll pretend my mic's off.
No, no. You're going to participate. You're not going to be on the fence like James, all right?
James is watching.
I don't know. He should be watching. He should be on the show. Howard. So we'll call you out, James. You're a coward. Call in. Join up. Get involved. So with the JFK, there's a lot of changes. Why don't you tell us what you noticed first, what you've noticed since, what the biggest part of it, why it's big for you, what's going on with
just
JFK?
The number of people in the car and the seats, and it's been swapping around. I mean, I remember, obviously, them just in the car, and then now there's a governor, and he's gone, and he's back in again, and he gets shot. You don't know where you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember the whole scene being different, and I know Gloria does too, and we'll get to her too. For me, it was always 4 people, not 6, as it is now. Mm. There was no way there was 2 windshields on the car. Like, okay, we're talking about a president and being assassinated supposedly on camera, and we're seeing it. You don't think we would remember something as odd? Not even that we wouldn't just remember his car, but you don't think we remember the president's car that he got assassinated in having 2 windshields when that's so out of place and you never see that? Like, of course you would remember that. And then the footage where the driver used to turn around like this and look like – and I don't believe that any of these people shot him probably, really. That's a whole different story. But the theory used to be the driver shot him because the driver turns around like this with the right hand. You can't really see if he's holding the gun or anything, but that's what it, you know, kind of looks like. That footage is gone now. That wouldn't even make sense now because he'd have that extra thing in his way, the extra barrier behind him. He wouldn't even be able to do that. And then for me, the actual shot to the head type of thing, now it looks like Jackie, even though there's always been – and I wonder if the reason before that there were theories that Jackie did it out there were just straight disinformation. Hear me out. Or was there a Mandela effect already starting to take place where – somehow the thoughts of it or the memories of it were coming into this existence, but the footage didn't exist yet. Is that possible?
Possible, yeah.
But I mean, I always remember always thinking it was the driver because I saw him leaning over.
Yeah.
And how could he do that with the extra screen in the middle?
Well, you know what? Jackie doesn't. The Mandela effect, I mean, from like 2015, most of us, but it's been going on years and years and years and years. So
yeah,
what you're
saying, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah,
because, you know, there was always a lot of rumors to say that Jackie did it, but you watch the footage and clearly she didn't do it. Now we know there's lots of disinformation around any of these events, and there's always going to be these theories, but I wonder maybe people thought that because that was the thing that was coming into existence at some point. Like, it was merging, and like we see things merge incrementally, and like the staple sign with the two, the one way here, Paul, and the other way here, or mm-hmm. Chase back and forth, Chuck E. Cheese. We see things like this. It's possible for that. Go ahead, talk for 1 second.
Right, I agree.
He's going to deliver it.
You remember four people in the car, right?
I do, yeah.
For me it was three.
I heard anybody remember that, but yeah.
And I watched it so many times, me and my son. But the whole thing, like when you look at the footage now, wouldn't that have been enough to have her locked up? Because sure looked like she did it. There's no question there, right?
Yeah. James is in the chat and Facebook. He just said, fuck you, Brian. You said you don't do JFK.
Well,
so there's more of it that changed, though, too, for me. So if you watch the motorcade now, the police motorcycles, to me, they seem to be back about 10 more feet than they were and out to the sides a little more. They were more like this up on the rear bumper. Now they're a little bit more like this in my memory. And then when you look for residue, I mean, it's abundant. And my favorite residue is the 1963 Secret Service reenactment. So what they did is they did a motorcade through Dallas again. They did it to test for ballistics, test for where the shots came from, you know, to figure out the crime scene. So you're going to test for things like ballistics and stuff on a presidential assassination, and they use a fucking four-seater. Like, you're not going to use a six-seater if that's what was really going on. Like, you're doing ballistics for a murder of the president. Like, you're going to use the wrong size car. And, you know, the skeptics, you know what they say? They say, oh, well, Lincoln couldn't make they wouldn't make the government another limo. Oh, yeah, sure they wouldn't. Like, that wouldn't be the best free advertising ever. They already had it. Like, yeah, we're not going to make you another one to do the reenactment of the assassination of the president. No, just go fuck you, and you can't do nothing about it. Yeah, okay, that's what happened. It's so ridiculous. The museums, they have a replica four-seater. There's lots of... It's crazy. That it's not my top. Paul, you had it at number 7. I have it slightly higher. But that's one of the first big ones for sure. For me, the big two were Berenstein and JFK in the beginning. So that was Paul's number 7, right? So that means it's back to me?
Yeah, right? Number 6.
Number 6, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? This was so iconic. There's so much residue on this. Everybody knows this. Gloria thinks I'm a fairy for knowing this, and it's not boys aren't supposed to know.
Yeah, and it's higher up for me. What's that mean, more of a fairy?
My mother had me watch all the movies from 101.
Sure, blame your mother, mate. Blame your mother, Brian. Sure.
Yeah, no, I liked Snow White. It was all right, you know.
Yeah, so it's got a furry costume as well.
Yeah, I wear it when I'm not wearing my little Hornswoggle leprechaun outfit, Paul.
Thank you.
So the witch always said, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, and this is a big one for me personally because. Now, if you don't know, now she says magic mirror. It's never been mirror, mirror. It's magic mirror. And the end of it changed. Instead of saying fairest, who's the fairest of them all, she says who's the fairest one of all now. So the whole thing has changed. And not only is there a ton of residue, but like we talk about personal Mandelas and stuff like that, or when you personally find something. And I was at a friend's, just had started explaining the Mandela effect to him. Maybe the last time I was a little before that, and I was showing him The Wizard of Oz. We talked about this. Well, I go in his cabinet. This kid's got residue all over his house, right? So I go in his cabinet, and there's a Snow White cup there. and it's from Burger King. I took a picture of it. I showed you guys before.
Yeah.
I have a picture of it in my hand. Burger King Collector's Edition, Snow White, yada, yada. It's got the quote right on it. Mirror, mirror on the wall. So, I mean, for me, that's huge. It's been quoted in The Simpsons. It's been quoted on all types of show. Everybody knows that. Nobody would ever say magic mirror if you asked them. Everybody would say mirror, mirror. It's so wrong. So that's a huge one for me. Paul, I know you have
a lot of people
list too.
I do, yeah. Mine's further up, though.
Yeah, so now I stole your thunder on that. But that's a big one for you too, right? Obviously, you had it way up on the list.
I did, yeah.
Oh, look at that. That was his number two.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to cry now.
Don't worry, I'll fill in the gaps. I'll fill in the gaps. Got a lot to talk about. Okay, I'm
now it's number seven, Gloria.
Okay.
Thought it was number six.
Picture this. long time. What?
Number six, actually.
You have a little bit of a lag. Okay, picture this. Sunday, Timmy and Nancy get dressed for church. Come on. We're going to hear what the priest has to say today. So you're standing there while the priest is preaching this from scripture, and you're holding your daughter and your son's hand. And let's see, Leviticus 26:29. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall eat.
Talking about cannibalism?
Yes, I will repeat that. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. Boom. Done. Check, please. Come on now. Really? That's cannibalism. You're going to eat your kids?
That's crazy.
So what Bible you've got?
King James. Go buy one at the 99 cent store.
Joking. If I touched a Bible, it'd burn.
Huh?
That's such a Bible, look up in smoke.
You could go on Bible Gateway too online, and you could look it all up too. But
yeah,
go to a hotel, and because they always have like really old Bibles in hotels. Hey, that is a big one. That one made me sick to my stomach. And there's quite a few in there with cannibalism. I just picked that one. It was the shortest one to read. So, but there's quite a few. Apparently, you have to eat your children. I love making you guys speechless.
Paul, number six.
Well, you've already done it. It is.
Oh, just to tell people.
Yeah, it was Timmy down the well.
Yeah. Huge one. So we already did that.
Yeah, you always stole my thumb. Yeah,
you know, you can go F yourself. So I'll move on to my number six. I mean, my number five now, right? We're on five. Oh, and you stole my thunder, so we're moving right along because number five is JFK for me. My number five Mandela Effect, top five, cracking the top five, JFK, and we just elaborated on all that. So now it would be to Gloria's number five all-time Mandela Effect.
Number five. This one is a hard one to read, okay, because it's kind of – does it make sense? Because that's what's happening with the Bible. They're putting words where words don't belong. But this is 2 Kings 18:27. Hath should not sent me to the man which sit on the wall, that they may eat their dung and drink their own piss. With you? Question. Do you want me to read that again?
Yeah, I do. Well,
I'm just modeling my thing here.
2 Kings 18:27. Hath should not send me to the man which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss. You question mark.
I tell you what, you've got one freaky Bible.
Yeah, you know what? You're a pervert.
Yeah.
Not me, dude. But the funny thing about
it is, this is what you keep in that dungeon of yours.
Well, what's
you want to see God's breasts, men laying with men, you want to eat feces, drink, fucking, what's going on with you?
No, but listen, dude, what's with
the... And she has a glint in her eye while she does it, she's like, yes.
Listen, Paul, I'm going to get your head and Brian's head, bang them together. Listen, why would there be a question mark after that? They're asking the question, would you eat your own dung? And we could sit together and drink our urine. Question mark. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm down. Sign me up, boss.
Oh, wow.
Tell you what, it's getting freaky and freaky. Oh, my God.
It is freaky. Okay,
all right, Paul, I'll pick this up. I'm going to play some great residue we have for this one. This one's a good one. Paul, number 5 on your list.
Yeah, it's Sex in the City or Sex and the City. But I remember Sex in the City.
Yeah.
And you've got all the you've got the things, haven't you, for it?
Yeah, and this wasn't a show that I watched before Gloria Makes Fun of Me or anything.
Oh, Brian, stop. You used to sit there with your bonbons and your tissues and cry.
I did. Sex in the City, but to me it was always Sex in the City. But not only to me, to all these people involved, including the writers of the show, have said it many times. The actresses, you know, Jennifer Aniston, all these people. No, she's from Friends. I'm not Jennifer. What's her name? Sarah Jessica Parker. Is that her name? She has said it many times. And then I'm going to show you clips from these award shows. And these are the official award shows, like, you know, on television. And they're saying it over and over as they're nominating these people for these awards. And I want to play this for you real quick. So for those of you that are skeptical of the Mandela Effect still at all, I mean, how would all these people that would definitely be in the know? We're talking about people that worked on the show, the star actresses, the writers, given out Hollywood. How would they all make the mistake and call it Sex in the City if it's Sex and the City? Like, maybe it could happen once, and that would be a big mistake. Like, you don't want that on your record, that you screwed up the name of it and you're calling it out for an award or something. But that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. So I'm going to share my screen, and I want you to check this out. This is good stuff right here. We're not going to play the whole thing, but we're going to play like 3 or 4 minutes of this. This is amazing, like how much residue there is on this and how clear it is.
The nominees for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series are...
Kim Cattrall, Sex in the City. Kristen Davis, Sex in the City. Megan Mullally, Will and Grace. Cynthia Nixon, Sex in the City, of course. Doris Roberts, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay, and the Emmy goes to Cynthia Nixon.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City. And Jane Kaczmarek, Malcolm in the Middle.
And the Emmy goes to... Go ahead.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker has received 10 Emmy nominations for her work on Sex and the City as an actress and a producer. This is her first win in this category.
The category covers TV series, miniseries, and TV movies.
And here are the nominees.
Yeah.
Kim Cattrall, Sex and the City.
Megan Mullally, Will and Grace.
Cynthia Nixon, Sex and the City.
Parker Posey, Hell on Heels, The Battle of Mary Kay.
Jenna Rollins, Hysterical Blindness.
And the winner is... Kim Cattrall, Sex and the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City.
And the winner is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Thank you.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City. And the winner is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City. And the winner is Charlie Sheen. No. Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City.
Biddy Schramm, Monk.
Alicia Silverstone, Mismatch.
And the Golden Globe goes to
Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex in the City.
there's actually a lot more, guys. This video goes on and on. There's other people talking about it, media. There's all types of stuff that they had on the, you know, you can find on eBay and stuff. You can still find the perfume, I guess. There's like Sex in the City perfume. That's, you know, that's what I use before I go out looking for the next hot man, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate that. I hooked you up with some good residue to back your little thing here, and you go top and crash down on me. So whose turn is it? This would be my turn then, right?
Yeah, it is.
Paul's turn.
Oh, Paul, that was Paul's.
That was
five. Yeah, I just had the residue for him.
Well, how come I don't get videos for mine, dude?
Yeah.
I don't have them, and I told you if I had them, I would help you. And
no, he said he's going to sell you down the river. That's what I said he was going to do.
He's getting all defensive.
Well, you trying to make me look bad to the audience, and you specifically said you don't want to do any residue, so.
Yeah, I don't, you're right. And you can't do residue. You can't do residue for the bottle. Well, you can do it for the bottle.
We'll be here all night.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Just everybody just do the research. Just do the research. You'll see.
Number four. This could easily be top three for me. This is hard to keep even at number four, but number three is looking pretty strong. Top three is looking pretty strong. Number four for me, Ed McMahon and Publishers Clearinghouse. This one is absolutely gigantic for me. When I grew up, Ed McMahon absolutely was the spokesman for Publishers Clearinghouse, but not only that, not only was he on commercials, his face was on the envelope, the dude would personally show up to the winners, whether the lottery is staged or not, you know, that can be a whole other topic, but to the winners of the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes, he would show up at the door, camera crew behind him, they would come out all surprised looking, he would present them, he'd have balloons in one hand, and a giant Publishers Clearinghouse check for anywhere between $1 million and $10 million on him, and it was a big deal. And there's so many people that have spoofed this for Halloween, all different shows have done it, there's just so much residue for this. There's one clip that I've played on the show before, where Johnny Carson comes out, is on David Letterman, it's in my intro. So Johnny Carson comes out, he's on David Letterman, and he comes out and he's like, I'm sorry, Ed couldn't be here tonight, but I just want to tell you, David, he has a giant check, that you are the $1 million winner. And he's joking, obviously, right? But he said, Ed couldn't be here, talking about Ed McMahon, shows Carson the check, not Letterman the check. Now, the story is, you know how there's always a stupid backstory, it makes no sense. Oh, he didn't work for them. He worked for, like, American Family Publishing or something. And he only did it for, like, a year. And he did it with Dick Clark. No, I have no memory of that. It was definitely Publishers Clearinghouse. But when Johnny shows the check to Letterman after saying, Ed couldn't be here, you're the $1 million winner, the fucking check says Publishers Clearinghouse right on it. We're not just talking about a celebrity knowing another celebrity. Ed McMahon was Johnny's sidekick on The Tonight Show while this was going on, and Ed was doing his other gig. You think Johnny doesn't know the company that fucking Ed works for, and you think that the whole staff of the Letterman show doesn't know, and the production team, and they let him come out with the wrong company printed on the check, and you think that coincidence happened, and that we're all crazy, and we just remember Publishers Clearinghouse, and it never happened. And not only that, Ed McMahon is from my hometown. He's from Lowell, Massachusetts. Everybody here and everybody across the whole United States, you all know Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearinghouse. What do you guys remember? I know, Paul, you might not remember because you might not have that over there, but Gloria, what do you remember?
Oh, gosh, I remember being a kid and getting that in the mail and filling it out and sending it in. I didn't know I had to subscribe to magazines. I was just a little kid. Yeah, I remember, of course. That was a big one, too. That was, and you could find residue. There's residue out there, like you had it on your video. Lots of residue. Yeah, absolutely.
Golden Girls. She answers the phone. She's like, yep. "What? I won Publishers Clearinghouse. I'm the $1 million winner. Ed McMahon wants to see me." That's what she says, dude. Like, oh my god. All right, so that's my number four. What's up, Paul?
No, I'm just your little accent then. Of the old lady from Golden Girls.
Well, you know, I do dogs, old ladies, I do songs.
Oh, you do dogs, dear.
He does dogs! What a visual!
He does dogs. You've heard that on live, now he does dogs.
You guys are fucking...
That explains wanting to take pictures of your dog's penis. Oh, I am so... Right, that's it.
Stop it! Stop it!
Oh, my God.
you have a number four, Gloria? And let's stop about talking about my genitals.
Are we on number four? Okay.
Yes, and we're live on air. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Job. Live.
Job 21:24. His breasts are full of milk.
And there we go. See, I told you it's getting kinkier.
See your breast full of milk. What's going?
His breast.
His breast full of milk.
Oh, I'm going to rip your spleen out, Paul. Let me get it out. It's hard enough to read this. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. Good soup.
What bones was moist?
His bones are moistened with marrow.
Oh, I said he's boning and it was moist.
Milk, and then he's going to eat his bones because they're full with yummy.
What verse is this? What verse is this for people?
That is Job 21:24. His breasts are filled with milk and his bones are moistened with marrow. There's a good stew. Add a couple of potatoes. Good to go.
There's a lot of this mixing of gender type stuff going on in there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, they have the word gay is in there. He wore gay clothing. Does anybody know what gay clothing is? I'm assuming a dress. Yeah, that's in there, too.
Have you seen Paul's wardrobe? I mean.
I won't go there.
Only when you would have it, you know.
All right. So. All right. Paul?
Yeah.
Number four, sir.
Yeah, E.T. phone home is now home phone.
I love this one. I do, because when I grew up, as you did, Paul, probably, I mean,
yeah, I'm the old, all the time,
I had the glowing finger, and I used to stick it out. It had a glowing tip on it. Phone home.
I'm not doing that.
You're so
odd. Why not? Mandela, when are you going to do your
voice? Get a sore throat. Bad enough as well. People understand me now.
Oh, Paul's got a sore throat. Then you know what? We'll go to Gloria. Gloria, what's your number? Are we on four or three?
Brave, Paul, we're on three.
Well, all your kinky Bible verses.
My turn. It's my turn then. Paul just went. It's my turn, actually.
It's your turn.
Yeah, I got to do my three.
You do dogs and you're number three. Go on.
No. Listen. Number three, which could easily be number one. I was thinking about putting it to two. Everybody knows. And this is the one that makes me realize that, in my opinion, I should say makes me realize, makes me think, in my opinion, that everybody is Mandela affected. Every single person, a lot of people just aren't attuned to it, they're oblivious to it, but they're all experiencing changes. And the reason I say that is because every single one of you out there, unless you absolutely have no knowledge of the movie and never seen it, which is very few people because it's absolutely one of the biggest of all time and my favorite movie of all time, and that's Star Wars. Everybody knows that C-3PO was all gold. There is so much residue on this one, and like I didn't even need residue at all. I know right away. Paul, how about the way he looks now in Return of the Jedi in the chariot when the Ewok village and they're holding him up and he's got the silver leg? Like, how out of place does that look?
Yeah, stands out. You just like your horn in on it straight away, don't you?
It's crazy. Into the first movie, and people will try and write it off every way. They'll say it's a re-release issue, the Blu-ray issue, DVD 99. No. It wasn't in my movies, and now it is. It has nothing to do with it being remastered or any of that. In my opinion, Anthony Daniels is like the actor that plays C-3PO in the costume as an actor. He's like Sinbad. Where Sinbad is, in my opinion, complicit of being a shill for the Mandela Effect with that fake video he made pretending it was Shazam and mocking us with things like Berenstain Bears books lying around and shit like that. Anthony Daniels comes out and says, no, it was always silver. Even my stills photographer on set didn't know, and one day he said to me, hey, why do you got a silver leg? And I said, I always have a silver leg. You're telling me the guy that shoots with the highest quality camera at the time for Lucasfilms doesn't know that what color this guy's fucking leg is? It's crazy. And there's all types of – there's more residue on this than anything. I've showed it many times. You can just Google it, and you'll find it everywhere. I'm not going to go through them all. I mean, we've got images. One plate in the intro, you've seen it. He's in the full gold, and people will try and say, oh, that's the prequel. That's this. No, we got him in the full gold with Lucas there filming, with Mark Hamill, which is another Mandela effect, standing to his our right, which is his left, in his Star Wars Episode IV, the original Star Wars outfit. There's no doubt about it what movie they're filming. It's the 1977 original Star Wars. It's got all gold. And this goes on and on and on and on. You can find the figures online on eBay. You can find bedspreads, surfboards, frisbees, fucking books. You can find so much residue on this, it's almost like it's not even changed, but it is changed. You put the movie in, and it's silver, bro. And it's like, I did it in my own movies, just like I checked Back to the Future, Superman, Wizard of Oz. I own all these movies, E.T., JFK, the movie, Apollo 13. They all changed, man. They all changed. That's huge for me. And I know, Paul, you got that on your list, too, up in the top. So, yeah. Sorry about that, but that's the way it goes.
This may be redundant now. Go on.
Yeah, anything else you want to say about them while we're on them, though?
No, like I said, I've sent you loads of residue on it, and especially this week and a few weeks ago on that, so I think you've covered it well. Like, it's... Oh, did you? Because like I said, I've lost you for a few seconds. Did you go on about the time where he actually came out and mentioned Mandela?
Anthony Daniels?
Yeah, do you remember when I sent you that link? He was come out and he said he was always...
Oh. What did he say? I remember, you maybe didn't hear me say... He said that it was always gold and silver, and his photographer didn't realize and asked him about it one day. But
it came out because a lot of people, wasn't it, mentioned that it was always gold, and he said no, it's always had a silver leg, and then he was pictured like in an all gold suit, like he had to come out and address it. So obviously they're aware of it.
Yeah, I think he's in on it. I do. I don't know who's putting him up to it. But I think he's in on it, just like I think Sinbad's in on it. That's why I have a meme of both of them being a shill for the Mandela effect, because that's what they're doing, in my opinion. Maybe they don't realize how big of a thing they're involved in or whatever, but they are complicit in a way of deceiving us with this and covering it up. Why are they covering it up? Why are they acting like we're crazy? They know. Now, I don't think everybody knows, like Sally Fields, all these people with the dropped S's. I don't think they have a clue, most of them. But I think that Anthony Daniels knows. And I think that Sinbad knows. So that's my number three. That brings us to Gloria.
You know that they call the people with the Mandela effect, it's called the Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Okay, so my number three. Now in the Bible.
Oh, we go.
Now in the Bible.
Some more kinky stuff.
The word.
You know what? I was going to play you then, Glo. Listen to this. I was going to do this because I knew it was going to be kinky. Listen. There we go. Can we get it coming on now?
Paul?
I bet it didn't come on now. I had a sound effect.
Around your head, Paul. I'm going to fire your testicles. Okay.
Go on, you carry on. Go on.
Okay.
If in it comes Bible, on, you can...
I'm fucking fuck you up. In the Bible, the word highways is in there 25 times. Okay?
Highways.
So if you go to Judges 5:6. Wow, chicka, wow. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Wow, chicka. Who is he? Is that Paul? I am going to do a Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh my god!
I'm going to turn this off, and I'm going to fucking throw it on the highway.
I'm on the highway. I will. Go ahead.
I'm crying here.
Are you done amusing yourself, Paul? Take the vibrator out of your ass. Let's go.
Come on.
You guys are silly.
The highways are unoccupied, and the travelers walked through the byways. The highways were unoccupied. They had highways back then, guys. It's in the Bible 25 times. Highways.
That's crazy. It's crazy because there's words that never existed. Like you said, highway. Like, okay, dumbass probably didn't exist. Yeah, exactly. Dumbasses probably didn't exist because it's a slang word more recent. But maybe people, you know, I'm not saying that it did. But maybe people can make the argument can't make the argument that Highways and Matrix were words back then.
No, because when King James wrote the Bible, when he read them, there was no Highways back then. So there's no way that that could even be in there. There's no way. It just doesn't make any sense. That alone, you know, just like the word wheel, what was it? Not wheel, highways, laundry, all this sort of weird stuff is in there. They didn't have that back then either. Forget about 2,000 years ago when they rewrote it, when he rewrote it. They didn't have highways, babe. Maybe they had breasts with milk. I don't know, but they didn't have highways.
You have to get about that again, don't you?
Huh? You like that one?
You and them breasts.
Wow. So after that one, you know, Paul, you might as well just shut up because you'll do the next 2 hours to use.
No, I'm actually got the next one, haven't I?
Oh, do you have another one? What do you got? Because I see two that we already talked about.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, you do. I missed it. Okay, why don't you tell people your Nelson Mandela?
See, this was a new one for me. I do remember him with two, but because I wasn't into it as much as you guys, I just forgot about it. And then I posted a week or two ago, and wouldn't it be funny if Nelson Mandela got Mandela'd? And people said, oh, yeah. He did, and I found evidence, and obviously you've got it, haven't you?
Yeah, I do, and I'm trying to bring up my pitches right now, but it's freezing on me. So, I don't know. Here we go. Oh, and it just closed on me. Hang on. I will get it. I have it. It's just this fucking computer's going slow for me. We might have to skip it, but we do have. You posted in the Reality Residue group, remember?
Yeah,
it was the picture of a CD or something, right? Yeah, a record.
Yeah, a record. Mandela carved in on it. Two L's.
It's crazy stuff, man. And the thing about that one too is, it's funny because when I was looking into the Mandela Effect at first, you know, and I set up my playlist, save all my videos, I noticed like. A year and a half ago, or maybe a year ago, that my video list, you know, it said Mandela with two L's. That's how I always spelled it. And now I see it spelled everywhere with one L. And I thought I was just spelling it wrong. And then you mentioned that to me. And I'm like, wow, because that's funny. Because for me, it really was that. But I never really talked about it because at that time, I just wrote that off as a mistake. But, you know, apparently... it might not be. It might be a Mandela effect, and there is some residue for it. I think there are a bunch of people out there that actually do remember the double L. I don't think it's talked about that much. But. So with that, we're going to go to my number two, which is one of those kind of combined ones, but you'll see why it goes together. And I'm going to show some other interesting things while we're on this. My number two Mandela effect of all time. You guys see the map?
Yeah.
Yeah.
South America and the Panama Canal. Now, if I ever ask somebody where South America is, they say, well, they think it's a trick question, first of all, like I'm an idiot. And, you know, they'll either say, you know, underneath us or underneath Mexico, underneath North America. And that's what I remember. But now it's like 1,000 miles to the east, as you guys can see here. It's like barely under Florida. I mean, it's not even under the rest of the country, under Mexico. And not only that, you could say, oh, maybe you were just looking at it wrong, or, you know, you just, you know, maybe it's not. It's gone so close to Africa. The Mexico used to come down to the top of South America here. So the Panama Canal that separated the boats to go through east to west. Now, the way it has to come down and hit the west side of South America, look at the canal. It has to go north-south, slight with a slight bit to the east, but it's north-south. It used to be like this. Now it's like this. And this is so huge to me. And there's some other ones we'll talk about too. We're almost on the list. So we'll get back more into the map. But Gloria, like Cuba, Canada. I mean, this is ridiculous, right?
Cuba's completely, completely ridiculous. It was always all the way off to the right. Because every time a hurricane would hit, eyes would be on Cuba because we would know where it's going to go next from Cuba. Cuba was never under Florida like that. That is insane. That was a big one for me, actually.
How big it is. It's bigger, yeah. As big as Florida now. It was tiny.
Yeah. Canada, I don't know what's going on there. It looks like it's completely gone.
Yeah, look how much the top right third of it is decimated by ocean. I talk to people that live there.
Would love to know where the people went.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to people that live in that area of Canada, but other people that live there. And then the Baja of California.
Yep.
See that, how big it is now?
I still can't get over Canada. I just, to me, that's...
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was more solid, wasn't it? And then the islands at the top and the side.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we also got, I mean, there's a lot with the map. And like I said, Panama Canal, South America is my number two. I'm not trying to include all the map changes. And we're going to talk more geography, too, when we wrap up the top 10. More Bible, more geography, anatomy. We're going to talk some more. But, yeah, there's tons. Italy, lots of them. But, yeah, that's my number two. So, you know, let me stop sharing the screen. And, Gloria, what is your number two?
I think I am going to do Proverbs 5:19. let's see. Let her be as the loving hen and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee in all these times.
Gloria,
she's
the housewife of fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
Especially
not getting the whip out and everything in a minute.
You get that?
Yeah. Say it again. Because it's long. Say it again.
Okay. Proverbs.
As Paul gets off. Go ahead.
Let her be as loving. Let her be as loving and then pleasant, Roe. Let her breast satisfy thee all at all times. No comment, guys. Seriously,
well, I'm just
that
thinking,
sounds like it should be in the Bible.
Are you not reading like a dirty novel or something?
What, Paul?
You're coming up with all these Mandelas.
I'm
going to
tell you,
oh my God,
Axel, are you aware of what this Bible is saying? You don't have to know the Bible to know that they should not be talking about somebody's breast satisfying.
I'll tell you what, you will get. Reading the Bible.
What?
You'll get more kids and men reading the Bible now, reading all that in it.
Yes. There's one verse in the Bible, I can't find it, and it says something like, she likes her men hung like donkeys. She likes her men hung like donkeys. Could you imagine going to church and hearing that? That's come up. Yeah.
That's
that was
great,
guys. Never in there. It's perverted.
Right. Where did you get your Bible from?
From your house, Paul. I got it from your house, under your bed.
All right. Number one, okay? We're going to do number ones now. Then we're going to take a quick break and come back and do some more Mandela discussion, okay? So my number one Mandela effect of all time is one of those multifaceted thing, but it's all about one object, basically. That's the Black Tom Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island. Number one Mandela effect all time for me. For me, it's, you know, I have to narrow it down. I say Black Tom, but it all affects the Statue of Liberty. To think that, if you that don't know the story, now the story is, in 1916, two German spies snuck in through New Jersey. They blew off an explosion so big it damaged the Statue of Liberty to the point where the torch was never opened to the public. And there's so many problems with this because people have visited the torch. I, along with everyone in this conversation, I already know because we've spoke about it. I haven't found one person yet that honestly remembers this, okay? This was never taught in school. We're talking about the Statue of Liberty being blown up, or, you know, part of it being hit with whatever was blown up. And, you know, my bread and butter since I started doing radio and stuff has been 9/11, you know, and it's no secret. I have done so much 9/11 research. I see everything. And so many times they would tell you that 9/11 was the second foreign attack on U.S. or Pearl Harbor was the first. And, you know, Pearl Harbor was the first. Pearl Harbor, they tell you this all the time. And then now all of a sudden there's this other terrorist attack, which, you know, I doubt probably even happened. But it's in the history books. There's this other terrorist attack that damaged the Statue of Liberty so bad. The torch has never been opened. I spoke to people that's been there. The statue itself, you know, the location, you know, Gloria, you can talk about this for a minute because you're from New York. I mean, I always grew up knowing it was on Ellis Island. I mean, it was always on Ellis Island. There's so much residue of this. There's even people that went there, had their Facebook location on. And so when they got back, they realized about the Mandela, they're flipping out. They're like, oh my God, our brochures and all this are changing. And they say Liberty Island in this. We never been to Liberty Island. And then they went and all their stuff was changing, but they had Facebook pictures that were tagged by Facebook because they had location on, you know? So it tagged them at the, you know, spot. And it said Statue of Liberty at Ellis Island right on it. And we have pictures of it, like the residue from Crocodile Dundee too. And it's just, it keeps changing too, right, Gloria? I mean, how many times has it changed, like the color of the arm, the leg coming off the back now? There's just the torch is now this gold flame that has supposedly been there since 1986. I always remember it being like a tarnished green. What do you remember, Gloria?
The torch I remember was copper. It was copper.
Yeah. Now it's gold.
Now it's gold, yeah. It was always copper. Like a bronze, really.
Yeah. What about the location of it?
Ellis Island, because Liberty Island never existed.
Yeah. And people are saying, oh, maybe the island was changed the name. Well, see, that's where you're getting confused, because you're saying there's an island change name. And there is, because Liberty Island was allegedly called like Bedloe Island or something before, but it still was not an island that existed before. And Ellis Island still exists. It's just in another spot. It's farther away. I mean, the Liberty Island's farther away. You know, it's so far out of the New York skyline now. When you look at the images of it, it's so far away. It's like it wouldn't even be in the shots of the towers and stuff anymore. Like, it's all the way across the water. It doesn't even make any sense. That's a huge one for me. And like I said, we watched a lot of these. And the Statue of Liberty's one we've been watching a lot. Also, Paul, you brought up one about the Liberty, too. You were the first one I heard mention it, really, about the book, the position of the book changing. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I noticed that the book was a lot lower and, like, open. You know, you could see it. Where I always remember it, you couldn't see no writing on it.
Yeah.
So, well, I was going to say as well is, like I said, I'm not too bad on history, like, but it's only the last few years that I've become aware of, the, you know, the Statue of Liberty. It's got a twin sister or a twin brother, whatever you want to call it, you know, in France. I don't know if you guys have heard, is that ever changed, or is just no residue on it, or did you know about it?
I think that does have residue. I think I heard, but I honestly haven't looked into it. Gloria, have you?
There is residue, yes.
I thought there was. So
I always wondered if it changed with, you know, because it's supposed to be identical, aren't they?
No, yeah. It didn't.
It's just the size, it's different.
It was like an album cover that, not Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of them put out an album cover, and they had the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island. There's definitely residue out there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of residue. There's a lot. So that's my number one. You know, that's, you know, huge to me. The Black Tom attack, Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. That's the biggest one for me. We're going to do Gloria's number one, and then we're going to take a quick break and come back with some more talk, maybe even get some more Flat Earth talk too, but we'll talk some more Mandela stuff when we get back. We got some topics to get into. But Gloria, spotlight's on you, kid. Number one Mandela.
Okay, Leviticus 21.
Oh, here we go. Come on.
21:9, and the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the hua, she profanes the father instead of profane, whatever. Yep. If the daughter of any priest plays the hua is in the Bible. 82
times. Yeah, a lot of times, isn't it? What? 82?
82 times. Yep. Don't hooer after him. She was a hooer. Yeah, I'm reading it all now. Exodus. It's in everything. Mm-hmm.
There's so much of that in the Bible. That hooer, is great.
Hooer. That's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Is it ones where they're calling, they're basically calling Jesus evil now too. I can forget the wording of it, but.
Well, they don't call him. They don't call him Jesus. They call him it. They reference him as it in a lot of different parts. They reference him as it, not the Christ, not Jesus, but it.
That's crazy. Well, everybody, I hope you really enjoyed the Top 10 Mandela. I hope you enjoyed the satellite ISS talk. We're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and get, you know, more in depth than maybe some ones that didn't make the list. And we're going to get into, you know, some of the different categories of Mandela's like we talked about and why all the different categories are important and things like that. So just stick with us, guys, and we'll be back in exactly 4 minutes, okay? You'll listen to Dose of Reality Radio. You're watching the live stream if it's live for you right now. You're watching it on my backup channel, youtube.com/user/TheRealNewsOnline. And if you're watching it later, you're probably watching it on my main channel, which is on a 90-day ban still. But please be sure to subscribe to both. And that's user/Brian S. Stavely. All the links are in the show notes, and you can see it all right there. So that being said, guys, we'll be right back. And I'm just going to share my screen here real quick with you guys so you guys can see this video while we're gone. All right, guys, we'll be right back in 4 minutes. Did you know your reality is being put to the test? The Panama Canal no longer runs east and west. Things you are sure happened never did in this reality. The crunchy cereal with the captain now has an apostrophe. Summer changed for many folks. Shit, that punctuation now just showed up on different strokes. This shit can't be attributed to only digital content. Take a look at South America. They moved the whole fucking continent. Even pop in your copy of Star Wars. It could be 30 years old. Shit went as C-3PO, not all fucking gold. Maybe you haven't noticed the changes yet. Open your eyes, trust your senses, and you realize the Mandela effect. I'm from the reality where the youngest Jackson was a girl. Volkswagen logo had no line, and Ford had no curl. The Black Tom attack we didn't learn of in school. Save Your Soul, sung by Jewel. The music ones really stand out to me. It's no longer I Wanna Paint It Black in this reality. People writing it off as bad memory. Even with Superman, Chris Reeves running your trap, dismissing it is one of my pet peeves. Everything I research, people say it's a psyop. Even simple things like pointing out the towers can't collapse from the top. Somehow we are experiencing merging timelines. For more research, check out my site, The Real News Online. I started noticing changes in like 2014. It was JFK, the six-seater, that seemed so obscene. Many people will try and call me a loon. But hold up, wait, they even changed the spelling of Looney Tunes? Let these thoughts sink deep into ya. How could you ever miss the Great Wall of India? Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. Go search there for it now, and you won't find it. It's time for you to wake up. Hello, Clarice. In this reality, the Monopoly guy never had the eyepiece. Some of these changes, I don't see how you can dispute. For me, it was always the Smithsonian Institute. Institution? Well, to my ears, that's simply noise pollution. For me, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The human anatomy changes bug me out, but really, they should. As contrived as they may be, it was always daylight savings time and Halley's Comet for me. Our poor neighbors up north are swallowed by the sea. Some of these geography changes are so obvious to me. You might think, Brian, you went too far. I'll say, since when is Cuba as big as Florida? Hey, listen up here. The forest fighting ranger was called Smokey the Bear. I'm writing this song to have a little fun. Raise your awareness. If I build it, I know they will come. So what's causing this, many want to know.
Well, I don't think it's CERN. They're just a magic show. Satanists doing rituals while scamming Matt Doe. Sounds familiar like liars that always show us the globe. NAS, NIST, CERN, and more. We really need to show these corrupt agencies the door. I don't think this phenomenon is caused by man. I think it's a great awakening, possibly God trying to contact us any way he can. For me, Flat Earth Mandela and our dreams are all connected. Looking to pull some people in that I can intersect with. Trying to wrap your head around it, it can be a hoot. Now Italy, it's no longer a standing boot. Shit, I'm hoping these changes might actually make me kinda cute. As crazy as this shit may seem to be, now Chewbacca has never been a Wookiee. It's time to look into this and get your dose of reality. Before you mock your fool, just remember, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Gloria Cannata and Paul Knight, and we are pretty much coming down the home stretch now. We've been on for almost 3 hours, about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So you guys have heard us do the complete debunking of the International Space Station. We talked about satellites. We did that for about the first half of the show. You just heard our top 10 Mandela effects each. What we're going to do now is we're going to get more into some Mandela effect conversation, some more NASA stuff if anybody wants to, but we'll also open up the phone lines, so if anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to do that. Hopefully we don't get the trolls that seem to like to call and say retarded things to us. So I'll put the number in the chat right now. Oh, thank you, Thirst for Truth, for liking the song. I appreciate that. My first attempt at rapping. I know I'm terrible, but whatever. Paul, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Forget it. I was looking at the wrong screen.
That's not nice.
Oh, your mouth moving on the YouTube video. It's like way behind. So yeah, guys, I put the Thirst for Truth. I already wrote another one. I just got to record it. So I was actually supposed to have that done a few weeks ago, but I just didn't get to it yet. So back to the Mandela effect. Obviously, Gloria, your list was very Bible heavy, so you feel the Bible changes are very important, and we'll get into that. And for me, they're all important. Each one serves their purpose. Obviously, because you're dealing with different crowds of people, like we spoke about earlier. So the Bible one, you know, people that are into that are obviously going to relate to that more. People that are not into that or that are into pop culture are going to relate to the movies, more music. You know, people in certain fields of professions might relate to the anatomy. The thing with the biggest ones, really, for me, it's crazy because they're not the most important ones for me. I'll explain why. The biggest ones to me are the anatomy, the geography, probably the biggest ones, like, because it's actually things inside your body are changing. This is all crazy. All this reality change was crazy.
Before we get into the anatomy, because it seems like the chat's going kind of crazy with the Bible stuff, because they're looking for the Matrix. Can I just read them a verse from that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so if you go to Exodus 34:19, you'll see it, okay? It says, all that opened the matrix is mine. That's Exodus 34:19, and it's actually referenced five times, and it's all Exodus. Well, Exodus and Numbers. Numbers 3:12, Numbers 18:15, Exodus 34:19, Exodus 13:15, and Exodus 13:12. It's all matrix, okay? All that opened the matrix is mine. So yeah, I just wanted to do it because they were asking a question in the chat about the matrix.
Well, definitely, we want to take questions from the chat. So if you guys have questions or comments, we're going to pay closer attention to the chat now. We got most of the bulk of the information out. We want to interact with you guys. And if you guys want to call in, the number's there. Okay, it's 978-435-0006. Before I tell you that, let me make sure I have Hangouts open to receive calls. And I do. So if anybody calls, we'll be able to put you through. So what I was getting into about the anatomy actually is, like, I'm not very good with the anatomy. There are things I know, some of the bigger ones, you know, like the rib cage and the eye sockets and all that shit. And the geography ones are huge. I mean, the land you lived on is different than where it's been, and it's not been like a gradual shift. Like, it's never been where you remember it. So these are huge to me, but these to me aren't the most important ones as far as approaching somebody, because you're going to approach somebody, you got to come with the pop culture ones, in my opinion. You got to come with the movies and music. To most people, there's more people that are more consciously aware, that are more aware of their environment, stuff like this. But for most people, you gotta, I gotta start with stuff like C-3PO and, you know, stuff like, you know, Ed McMahon, and those are great ones. But I don't usually start with the geography or stuff like that. But I think those are huge. I think they're huge. And the only reason I don't, the Bible ones aren't big for me, Gloria, like, I just don't, I can't relate to it as I don't already know it. But I know that those things are way out of place and they're huge to other people. They're just not, I can't, I'd be lying if I said they're huge to me, because they're not, because I never knew what they were in the first place. So I can't play that, oh, this is messed up, it but must
it's have bizarre.
Changed.
It's completely bizarre.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And like, I, you know, I've read the Bible, I read the Quran, and you know, like I said, I don't have a religion, but those things stand out. And it's like, dude, they didn't have highways and matrix and just so many words. I just can't think of them off the top of my head. Huh?
And Paul's a huge religious guy. Paul, it's very different to you, right?
Is he really?
If you had that Bible what you had was growing up, I would have been.
Oh, yeah, he's a huge religious guy. He's really into cats.
Go on.
You're into dogs, he's into cats. It's all good. I don't judge. No judging here.
Call me a fairy for growing up with Snow White, you piece of shit.
Well, you know, I could just pitch you sitting there with your little fairy outfit. Come on, I'm a girl and I didn't watch it.
Oh, man. I know another one that's a big topic that we kind of slid under the radar here. I thought you were going to bust out a few of your top tens with that, and we haven't talked about it as far as the important topics, but I know for me it's not one of the bigger ones either, because I'm just not that good with celebrities. But celebrity deaths and people being alive that are supposed to be dead is really big for you. You want to maybe say something that you didn't say in the top 10 that you wanted to talk about celebrities?
Yeah, actually, let me get my list, because I can't remember his name, which, because I still have the Bible on my mind. Okay, who was married to Gilda Radner? I can't think of his name offhand.
Oh, come on, guys. I don't know this one. I'm not good with the celebrity ones. I'm letting you shine here, so you gotta. I don't know these older celebrities like that.
Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not one for stand-up comedians or anything like that. And I really, you know, whatever. But Gene Wilder, I loved him. He was, I just loved the man. He was funny. It was just something about his aura. I loved him. And I remember about 8 years ago, my son coming to my job going, "Ma, you know, Gene Wilder died." And I was like, "Oh my God." You know, and I felt really bad about it. And like I said, I don't really follow, you know, actors and the Kardashians, and I don't even watch television. And
yeah,
that's bad. And that was 8 years ago, to find that he died, what, a year ago, right? Again?
Yeah, I think 2 years ago.
Yeah, that threw me through a loop.
Could be a year ago again, but I think it was 2 years ago and 4 years ago, I think, is the current two Mandelas with his death, I think.
Yeah. He died the other day as well.
Richard Chamberlain was a big one for me too, because I remember him
dying the other day as well. I don't think he died, Paul. I think that was his anniversary of his death. I think it was like August 29th or something. It's Gene Wilder. Paul said he died again the other day. He might have.
No.
Paul, what did you?
Because I'm positive one of my children said, you know, he died the other day. Oh my God. I'm not trying to get you trippy here, but that's why I heard he died the other day as well.
You see, that's why everybody's going to Paul's house after the show.
Can we just talk about some random ones that maybe didn't get brought up that we were going to bring up? Or I know you got a couple that you were going to bring up, Gloria. I got a couple that didn't make my top 10, but they were at first till like redid it to like, you know, maybe top 15 material. So I like to bring a couple, like, you know, honorable mentions up.
Okay. I'm just
trying to find my notes here. Here it is. Sorry.
One of the new ones that somebody had posted in the group, Teresa had found, was McGriddle, right? Now is the McGriddles. So that's Christopher Reeves. His S went to the McGriddles, because it was never McGriddles. It was McGriddle. So that's a new one. I mean, it's not a big one, but it still is. You know, I mean, I think they all are. But
You know, that's tripped me out there about Gene Wilder.
Paul, are you really saying he died yesterday? What's wrong with you?
The other day, yeah, I'm telling you, because obviously my kids watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I'm telling you, if I've not been in time zone, but they said to me, Dad, he's died. He was in, you know, the original Charlie and Chocolate Factory. And obviously you said he died in 2016. It wouldn't come 2 year anniversary, would you?
Yeah, he died in 2016 of Alzheimer's.
Why would that come on the news? I just don't get that.
Yeah, like it's not like a 5 year anniversary. I saw it too, but I thought it said it was the 2 year anniversary, but maybe it's
So you thought it as well?
Yeah, that's but I thought that it was an anniversary thing, but it didn't clearly state that. I just kind of assumed that. So maybe I don't know. I don't know what I think about it.
It came up saying he died at 83. And the kids were like, oh, and they watched, you know, they watched it again, the film, because he died. Like, and, you know, he brought the memories back from him. They watched it and they said he died at 83. That was crazy. That was the other day.
Oh, wow. And
one that's from that kind of generation of films, too. Oh, Wonka came out later, but that type of film, musical type of film. Wizard of Oz, it's like, there's a lot in there that didn't make my top 10, but collectively as a movie itself, The Wizard of Oz is like one of the most highly affected movies there is. And the scarecrow with the gun was huge. And then we're watching the movie for changes. That's it. And not that's it, because the fly, my pretty fly is gone. There's some other quotes, about we're not in Kansas anymore. Now it's like, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Well, click your heels 3 times. That changed. What about, Brian, what about the other one that you had that you didn't mention, Jules? A song.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one for me. But let me just finish The Wizard of Oz. The Tin Man. The Tin Man with the wrench is ridiculous to me. That could have been top 10. So out of place. He's got a giant wrench now as big as his fucking axe. And that's just... that blows my mind. I should have tried to get that in my top 10, but there's so many. Like you said with Jewel, everybody knows the song, Who Will Save Your Soul? Who will... Paul, sing it.
I don't know it.
You've asked me.
We don't get Jewel much over here. Oh my, you know, we're in the back horses over here. I never heard of her until Brian told me.
Well, she sings Who Will Save Your Soul. It's still titled Who Will Save Your Soul, but now she says... will save your souls with an S at the end of it. It's ridiculous. And there's live shows I found of hers where she clearly says soul. And one of them, she's like carrying out the note and holding, you know, extending the L like soul, like clearly not souls. Everybody knows it was Who Will Save Your Soul. That is a big one for me. There's a lot of big ones. When we took a break, I played my rap song. It reminded me of a few I forgot as far as music. Painted Black by the Rolling Stones is another big one for me. Big one. I used to play that all the time on my Guitar Hero and Rock Band. You would have to sing the lyrics, and the lyrics would scroll across the screen. I see a red door, and I want to paint it black. Now it says, I see a red door, and I want it painted black. Like, you want somebody else to do it, and they want it painted black rather than to paint it black, like the title says, like it's always said. And like I clearly got him saying in a couple live shows. And I've showed people this. And I say, oh, Mick Jagger, he's just too old, and he just misremembered the lyrics. This is what people that are skeptical told me. I'm like, dude, are you even listening to yourself? So the fact that he's older, I mean, he's been doing this song for fucking 30 years. You think he doesn't know the opening line to his own top song? I mean, I don't know if that's their top song. That's like one of their best-known songs. He doesn't know the opening line to it now all of a sudden after fucking how many years? Come on, man. And it's just, it happens to come out accidentally the way we all remember it, the way my Guitar Hero game always said it. And I know people older than me like, oh, Guitar Hero, that's where you learn the song. No, I know it's an older song from the 70s, and I knew it from before then too, but not really well. But then it really grew on me with the video game, and I used to play it all the time and sing it. Get drunk and sing it, whatever. It was a great time, but it was always, I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
I have that CD in my thing. I play it now. It never leaves there. I always listen to it. The same thing with the Billy Joel song. Can you play me a memory?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Instead of can you play me a melody, now it's can you play me a memory. It's like...
guy's mind. Like,
How do you even play a fucking memory? But now, since we're talking about music mandalas, here's one that I know you're big on, Gloria. Paul, I know when I showed you this one, this was big for you too. And I'm surprised none of us put it in our top 10, and I probably should. That's why we're doing these honorable mentions now. The Jackson 6.
You know what? Wasn't there a post on the Residue page about a girl, another member, another girl, Jackson?
11. There was 11. 11 children.
Yeah, but not in the band, though. That's just a family photo of a bunch of kids. He probably saying in the band.
Yeah.
Right.
Who knew that he had all these siblings? I don't remember him having 11 siblings.
Yeah, I didn't know he had 11. I knew there were some that weren't in it, but I didn't know there were 11. Plus, the whole thing with the Jackson, why I said Jackson 6 is because we know the Jackson 5. Now, there's apparently always been six of them, and Randy Jackson is the sixth one. Nobody even knew who this guy was ever until he spoke all of a sudden at Michael's funeral. He was speaking, and people were like, who the fuck is this guy? And he introduced himself as Randy. And it's not just another person inserted. There's a lot of inconsistencies with it. Like, for instance, Gloria, you know that he's supposedly with them from the time he's about 8 years old for, like, another 12 years, and he doesn't age at all. He's, like, 8 years old the whole time.
Supposedly he was the youngest one.
Don't forget you had that video as well with Bill Cosby. That was good.
Oh, yeah, the Bill Cosby interview with him is absolutely creepy. Bill's like, I don't know you. Who are you? I just interviewed you guys. I've never heard of you. And it's like the whole interview focuses on Randy Jackson. They do musical performances. Now there's bongos in the Jackson 5 music. I don't remember bongos. And now Randy's playing the bongos. He looks like he's not even playing it. Like, he's faking playing it. Like, it's really crazy. Yeah. Then there's all these magazine covers where there'll be like there'll be picture of five of them, but there'll be six signatures. It's like all inconsistent. It's like, what is going on? But it's not – people say, oh, no, you're mistaking it with the Jacksons. No, the Jacksons came later in the 70s. They came later, way before that when they were the Jackson 5. They come out, introduced the Jackson 5. They come out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. It's 6 of them.
Well,
it's
crazy. Look, what about the Village People?
With the Army guy, the Army Navy guy. Yeah.
Right. You see, it looks like they cropped his picture in there and that photo shot. That doesn't look right either. That's crazy. That's crazy.
And if you another one is. Go ahead.
If you go to one of the Mandela Effect about the Village People, I didn't see any comments on any videos. People say, no, there's always been that guy. Everybody's like, who the hell is that? He doesn't fit in. Sorry, don't make sense.
Like America's Got Talent and these types of shows, they've come out as the Village People, full costume. Always 5 people, not 6, no Army guy. Always.
There was one guy, the one guy, the lead singer, he would always come out in different attire. He'd be a sailor, he'd be an Army guy. He would change. From what I remember in my timeline, he would come out as different characters, different occupations or characters. But, I don't know who that was.
Another one for me is, it's not necessarily a music Mandel, but it has to do with music. That's Back to the Future. This is a big one. And Marty goes to Doc's house in the beginning of the movie, right after they show the flat earth map on the wall, which many people missed. So he goes to Doc's house before he's going to school, and he goes to play electric guitar, and he plugs it into the amp, the subwoofer, and the thing blows and, like, blows him back through the wall. And now when you watch it, he's got, like, this little brown-looking ukulele thing instead of the electric guitar that he had. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. That's a huge one for me that I didn't get to mention. I kind of mentioned Mark Hamill because we talked about C-3PO and Mark Hamill being next to him. Now Mark Hamill has 2 L's on his name. He always had one. I'm 100% sure he always had 1 L, just like Sybil Shepherd had 1 L. There's a lot of these things with the double L's that have been added onto names too. It's pretty crazy. And there's a lot of things that go on with Mandel too besides the normal topics we talked about. Bible, anatomy, geography, music and movies, celebrities. Shit, I forgot where I was going with that. What's some other big ones that you didn't get? Gloria, you had, I lost my train of thought. You had Marilyn Monroe written down originally. You wanted to maybe talk about her. What about Marilyn Monroe? I mean, I know what a couple of
things. Wow, You're breaking up, Ron, really bad.
Can Ron, you hear me?
You're freezing and you're breaking up. Yeah, but you're freezing and you're breaking up.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I hear you, but you're breaking up. I'll talk about Marilyn Monroe. Fix it on your end. Marilyn Monroe, I have so many things of Marilyn Monroe. I have pillows, I have game boards, you name it. And I mean, I loved her. I mean, everybody did. And I remember, let's see, Paul, you loved her too, right? I remember about 5 years ago doing some research on Marilyn Monroe. And I watched the whole documentary about it and stuff like that. And I was reading it online. And I remember they showed pictures of how they found her when she was dead. And she was in a bathtub. And she had overdosed, so they said. And I remember them blocking out, you know, her breast, you know, so you didn't see that. And I remember looking at the pictures and it really bothered me. I was like, this is really disturbing. I don't want to watch this because it made me feel really bad. And now, in this reality, she died in a hotel room on her bed and had the pills there. So I think that's kind of weird. But
How about how much weight she lost? Like, not just a lot, but more of pills. Mad skinny. She's like a crackhead now.
Well, she's always been a size 3 and 5 in this reality, but I remember she was voluptuous. She was always between a 14 and a 16. That, even Sotheby's auctioned off one of her dresses, and it was a size 16, I believe, either 14 or 16. And they said, no, she had to gain weight for one movie or something like that. She wore that dress. Bullshit. She was always between a 14 and a 16.
She has less curves than now. She has less curves than the earth now.
But that was a big one because I watched that, you know. There's some things I could say like, hey, you know what, I don't know, like, you know, certain S's and certain merges of letters, you know. But there are things, you know, when there's things that you're passionate about, nobody's
That's why so many topics. That's why it's so good that there's so many categories of Mandela's. That's why, like I said, you know, I'm not big into the Bible, but I'm big into the movies and the music. I'm big into, you know, I'm kind of into the geography, but some of it around the world, I don't know, but a lot of it I'm big into. I love the animal ones. But I know that a lot of them I could be not sure about. I just haven't seen. But we know that there haven't been all these rainbow fucking animals. We know there weren't bleeding trees. There's all types of shit popping up. What about the animals?
I'm just laughing at something. You know, I was going to say, I'll talk about one when you've done that one. But all the animals here are crazy, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. We can get back to the animals. What are you going to talk about?
I was just before I figured about it. Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah, hello, Clarice.
Yeah, when he goes, hi, Jean Clarice.
Yeah, now he says, like, good morning. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a really famous line. My girlfriend, her husband, says that to her every morning. And when they found out about that being a Mandela effect, they both tripped out. Like, no way, he always says that to me in the morning time. Hello, Clarice. Yeah, that was a big one. There's so many of them. There's so many of them. But, you know, I think the biggest is, you know, the anatomy. I mean, they're all big. But the anatomy kind of, I think, trips me out the most.
Well, because sometimes we physically feel those changes. I mean, we'll have sore shoulders, itchy skin. You know, all these different things you'll notice that we go through at the same time. Or as bones and joints and muscles have moved around, we start to notice pain in these areas. Or we notice that people have been reporting these things. It's pretty freaky. It really is. If you think about it, it's like how – all these things, how can this happen? I mean, how can the stuff inside your own body be changing? Like you – let's stop with the people are fucking with you shit. We already know with the residue that's not what's going on. It's something much deeper than that. Right. But –
I got my home with some of them the other day.
Which ones?
You know, the foot.
Yeah, the back of the foot bone coming out?
Yeah, she was saying, but she nearly swore. She says, you're taking the fucking piss. I went, no, that's your foot. She has problems with her foot. Like, I said, well, there you go. Look how ridiculous it looks now.
It looks crazy, the foot. The toes, too. They don't look right. You're like a reptile's foot, almost like you would grab on a rock with them or something. Like they got grip. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty crazy. So another big one I want to mention, and I'll try and wrap it up soon because we're over 3 hours, but the Karate Kid bandana not being the rising sun, that just missed my top 10. I had it in there and I had to bump it out at the last minute. But that's a huge one for me. Australia's border and Australia not being the land down under anymore, even though it's still called that. It's not the further south land. New Zealand's even further south. Parts of Africa, parts of South America. I remember Australia, with the exception of Antarctica, being the furthest south. That's what I remember. I remember the top of the border not having a huge bite taken out of it, like Jaws bit it, rather than biting the letters, since he doesn't bite the letters anymore. Jaws went over to Australia and bit the top of the continent out. So, I don't know. Anything else you guys want to address before we wrap it up today?
Yeah, just I want to say one more thing. If any guys, because I've heard a lot of guys saying that they're experiencing hot flashes for no reason. They just get really hot. All of a sudden, they just start sweating, and then it goes away. And I realized, I did a little research on that about, I think it was like 3 months ago, I want to say. And the human body now has two pituitary glands, by the way. We don't have one anymore. We have two pituitary glands. So that could be the reason why, because that controls the body temperature.
Two what?
Two pituitary glands.
What was that? I'm only messing with you. Go.
You know, it's hard enough, Paul, to say the first three. But that's probably why a lot of people have been experiencing that. Men have been saying that they've been having hot flashes. So I think that's kind of odd, because we only had one, now we have two. Looks like a ball sack now, actually.
See, in again.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can't help it. I'm on the show with two guys. I get attacked. This is ridiculous. I'm going to stick up.
No, you get flustered and all worked up and stuff. No, I know.
I can handle you too. I can handle you too.
Look at this.
Getting all excited.
Gentlemen. Look at this distinguished gentleman right here. I mean, how could you not?
Who watches Mirror on the wall. Probably had a beard back then too, Brian.
No, I didn't. So,
oh my god, no.
I love the way you just said that.
Yeah, it's gone out professional.
But you did.
I'm the only professional one here.
You got anything you want to close it out with before we
If I start talking, we'll be here for 6 hours.
All right, so we'll probably close it out. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Gloria. I want to thank Paul. I want to thank Simone, anybody that helped out in the chat. I want to thank everybody that listened on Facebook and on YouTube as we simulcast on both. If you're watching this later on the replay on YouTube, make sure you sub both my channels, okay? Because this airs on The Real News Online, which is my backup since they banned me with their censorship for 90 days. My main channel has all my videos. We have about 75 videos now. Granted, only like, you know, maybe 20 of them are on video, a lot of audio from before, but they're really good shows. We got 75 videos up now on YouTube on my main page. You'll see the links in the show description, and they'll actually come up on your screen if you watch the replay of this. I'll be able to add those in later. So just click it. I'll put the Dose of Reality playlist up here. I'll put my 9/11 list. I'll put my Awakening interviews, and I'll put a link to my main channel. And if this is the video that's on my main channel, I'll put a link to the backup channel so you guys have it next week. Gloria, thank you. Awesome show.
We're all going to Paul's house, everybody.
Yeah, reading these Bibles. Love a Bible party. And you can make me breasts.
Bible party. That's really an orgy. I mean,
well, Brian milks his wet, moist boner.
I'm getting a visual.
All right.
You piss it on the wall, Paul. We could watch you. Oh, that's gross.
All right, guys. I'm going to play the outro music and we're going to close it up.
These are the tales, the silly tales. These are the tales NASA likes to tell. They've been enslaving mankind all the this time, and we all know they'll be going to hell. See, I made up my mind when I was 33. I ain't with all the shit that they're feeding to me. I've been a slave for life. It don't feel right. People are in awe when Neil drops his mic. Many aren't just trolling. They're showing like Rogan. But a higher power above has more hope for us, man. NASA bitches running space have so much greed. How is it possible that the public can't see? All Gorbies do is bit, they never have any facts. Curvature don't exist and there's no stellar parallax. It's always flat at sea, that's a fact. So what, we might not have the best map. It was 2014 when I first heard this flat earth stuff. 4 years deep and I really have learned so much. They're always doing CGI in the space station. A graphic artist is Rob Simmons' occupation.
Tools fool zombies when they want how they want to fool. The Jesuit Blitz and Masons influence all that we learn in school. I used to believe in the spinning globe. Didn't know the sun was near and the stars were close. Now we got long-range pictures. What the men trying to say, it's not a legit image. They're just a blatantly lying bitches. They forgot to blast Crater on the Apollo set. Neil Armstrong still won't swear on the Bible yet. So if you ever see a silly ISS outer space feed, don't believe those fingers are in anti-gravity. They simply aren't telling us the truth, folks. NASA is a friggin' Freemasonic joke. To them, galaxies are a dime a dozen, making up shit and no one can challenge them. Fuck Bill Nye and that crying box bitch. Brian's in the house with this hardcore truth of shit. We're not on a spinning pair. There's no curvature anywhere. We're not on a spinning pair. Ain't no satellites way up there. NASA's fake actors, they love to shill. Neil deGrasse Tyson, tell me how do you feel when you lie to us, so your masters keep us blinded. Looking for a curve, but you can't find it. On a globe, man, how we see Venus at night. Come on the broadcast, always lying about our life. Who you work for, is it the Masons or the Jews? Or the Vatican Jesuits saying, how can I serve you? Can't stand your whiny bitch, bald-ass Joe. How about when piss-stained beard Trevor was on his show? Coming up, I learned about shills and more. Might deceive some, but you won't mislead me, though. NASA is full of friggin' green screens. 50 milli every day, jerseys from every team. I know I said it before, the Earth don't spin, and all the pics of Earth from space are blatant CGI, man.